Blog Talk Radio.
Salaam alaikum. Mr. Moderator, our distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, our friends and our enemies. Everybody is here. As many of you know, last March, when it was announced that I was no longer in the Black Muslim movement, it was pointed out that it was my intention to work among the 22 million non-Muslim Afro-Americans and to try and form some type of organization or create a situation where the young people, our young people, the students and others, could study the problems of our people for a period of time and then come up with a new analysis and give us some new ideas and some new suggestions as to how to approach a problem that too many other people had been playing around with for too long. And that we would have some kind of meeting and determine at a later date whether to form a Black Nationalist Party or a Black Nationalist Army. There have been many of our people across the country from all walks of life who have taken it upon themselves to try and pool their ideas and to come up with some kind of solution to the problem that confronts all of our people. And tonight we are here to try and get an understanding of what it is they've come up with. Also, recently, when I was blessed to make a trip or a pilgrimage, a religious pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca, where I met many people from all over the world, plus spent many weeks in Africa trying to broaden my own scope and get more of an open mind to look at the problem as it actually is, one of the things that I realized, and I realized this even before going over there, was that our African brothers have gained their independence faster than you and I here in America have. They've also gained recognition and respect as human beings much faster than you and I. Just 10 years ago on the African continent, our people were colonized. They were suffering all forms of colonization, oppression, exploitation, degradation, humiliation, discrimination, and every other kind of Asian. And in a short time, they have gained more independence, more recognition, more respect as human beings than you and I have. And you and I live in a country which is supposed to be the citadel of education, freedom, justice, democracy, and all of those other pretty sounding words. So it was our intention to try and find out what was our African brothers doing to get results so that you and I could study what they had done and perhaps gain from that study or benefit from their experiences. And my traveling over there was designed to help to find out how. One of the first things that the independent African nations did was to form an organization called the Organization of African Unity. The purpose of our organization of Afro-American Unity, which has the same aim and objective, to fight whoever gets in our way. To bring about the complete independence of people of African descent here in the Western Hemisphere and first here in the United States, and bring about the freedom of these people by any means necessary. That's our motto. The purpose of our organization is to start right here in Harlem, which has the largest concentration of people of African descent that exists anywhere on this earth. There are more Africans here in Harlem than exists in any city on the African continent. Because that's what you and I are, Africans. The Charter of the United Nations, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the Constitution of the United States, and the Bill of Rights are the principles in which we believe, and that these documents, if put into practice, represent the essence of mankind's hopes and good intentions, desirous that all Afro-American people and organizations should henceforth unite so that the welfare and well-being of our people will be assured. We are resolved to reinforce the common bond of purpose between our people by submerging all of our differences and establishing non-sectarian constructive programs for human rights. We hereby present this charter, number one, the establishment. The Organization of Afro-American Unity shall include all people of African descent in the Western Hemisphere. In essence, what it is saying, instead of you and me running around here seeking allies in our struggle for freedom in the Irish neighborhood or the Jewish neighborhood or the Italian neighborhood, we need to seek some allies among people who look something like we do. And once we get their allies, it's time out for you and me to stop running away from the wolf right into the arms of the fox, looking for some kind of help. That's a drag. Number two, self-defense. Since self-preservation is the first law of nature, we assert the Afro-American's right to self-defense. The Constitution of the United States of America clearly affirms the right of every American citizen to bear arms. And, as Americans, we will not give up a single right guaranteed under the Constitution. The history of unpunished violence against our people clearly indicates that we must be prepared to defend ourselves, or we will continue to be a defenseless people at the mercy of a ruthless and violent racist mob.
Yeah, these vibes so potent. burning, burning in the ocean. Yeah, these vibes so potent. Yeah, where the love will be spoken. Yeah, my fire burning, burning.
Breathe in, breathe out. In, out.
Eating up this smelling nun. Me a lot of sun. I got downloads for lunch. Me a lot of sun.
Me a
lot of the sun.
To the Truth to Power show, and you're vibing tonight with Eric L, Baba Kintu, and with the spirit of Malcolm X. Eric L, vibrations, how are you doing this evening?
Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe yes. In, breathe out. Hey. Inhale abundance. exhale the fear. What up, Bev? How you feel?
Great, great, great. Excellent.
Yeah. I got them meals of the sun. And wow, man. It's just, listen to this, Bev. Depending on what time frame you use, you know, we in the second month of Taurus on a 20 night in the year 2022. So anybody that want to get lined up and tuned up, exactly. You don't need no physician, no chiropractor, no massage therapist to touch you tonight. Everything is already lined up.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breathe in.
And today.
Breathe out.
Come in. On. Come on, baby. Yeah. Heating up this melanin. Meal of the sun. I got downloads for lunch. Yeah, a bunch of downloads. Man. Yeah, walking right into it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, my phone, this dumb phone has really been acting up because I'm tuning up, you know, my quartz crystalline body and man, so you know, trust me, I'm not mad at it at all. It might go out, people mm-hmm. might start coming in talking on it, or you know what I'm saying? Anything
that's
can happen.
Okay.
I don't know. It's been
that's
acting real
right.
crazy.
You can always plug in. I can always plug you in.
Already. Yeah, we stay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we stay plugged
so
in.
No
well, anyway, what kind of downloads you got today, Bev? How you feel?
I feel good. I really feel good. I enjoyed the show last night. Looking forward to Baba to continue with the apes. Tell us about the apes and other things. You know, he gave us a lot of financial information also. And
yeah,
what
right.
are you vibing with? I know you and your crystals is vibing on the magic carpet. taking that magic carpet ride.
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about that. I'm on this two, babe. I'm stepping with the natural flow, the two. You know, this year, 2022, mm-hmm. especially, you know, so right before the show, what came up was the thing with the two heads, which was a movie with Rosie Grier. And Rosie Grier was facing life in prison, but his case, they were still going through his case. And then there was a racist white guy named Sergeant Hacker. Y'all check this out. Sergeant Hacker wanted to attach his body because he was dying, but he wanted to keep living. So he wanted to attach his body to Rosie Grier in exchange for Rosie Grier. You know, he would be let out to do this scientific experiment, and they did it. And he attached his head to Rosie Grier. Have you ever seen that? You ever seen
that
movie?
I didn't see that. No, what was the name of it?
The Thing with Two Heads. It's an old school movie, and the reason I'm bringing this up, man, if y'all think that all this stuff is not connected, it is. It's the same Get Out story, Deb. Mm-hmm. coagulating with something that can have access to live at a high quality for a long period of time. How about infinitely? You know what I'm saying? So we walking around here very valuable, thinking that we broke, you know, reaching in our pockets, putting out lint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, man, we are the reason why most people on this planet are enjoying themselves. You see what I'm saying? So we need to tap into some of this. And like the people in Dubai, man, any foreigner come to Dubai, man, hey, them Dubai, they not busting a grape. They sitting back, and all foreigners must work. And there's nobody mm-hmm. from Dubai is being nobody's servant that's not from that land. So if you can pull that off here, mm-hmm. hey, more power to you, but nah, ain't nobody going to take no Mexican back to Mexico, no Afghanistan, no Iranian back to Iran. Ain't none of that going to jump off. But what I am saying that if you have, just like Malcolm said, if you want to ally up with somebody, remember, ally can sound real close to alley. Watch out for them alley cats. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody.
Right.
Yeah, not everybody that has your same skin tone is your family bone. So. We all know that,
true.
But what I'm saying is that it is time to ally up. I sort of Aquarius as groups. Aquarius is
mm-hmm.
group homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to group up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby.
And you know, you are so right about Dubai. I have a friend that she's a singer over there. And all the servants, everybody that work over there, they either Africans or they Russians. You're right. It's none of, you don't see none of them, you know, serving and doing none of that.
Yes. So, you know, it's the quartz crystal age, and we're going to begin to see things very clear. You know, it's not a secret. And I'm loving this, the man who fell to planet Earth.
Okay.
He mentioned that he had four. We're going to have to.
He got four.
We're looking forward. Go ahead, Beth.
You say he mentioned he has four what?
Stomachs.
Did he? I missed that.
Four stomachs. Yeah. Well, you have to. I've only got to the first two episodes. I haven't went forward because this is something that, like I said, is like the buffalo. The buffalo takes its time and graze. You know what I mean? It roams.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm doing the same thing with this series. You know, I'm not in a hurry, and because it's a lot of gems in there. But the four stomachs.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that's what a cow has four stomachs.
Yeah.
So last night we talked about the buffalo. We talked about the horse race. And then Wally and his wife came on talking about the man with the book named Cowan. When he said his name is Cowan, C-O-W, I said, man, here we go again. Here we go again. You got to pay attention to nature and its glyphs. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Just the downloads from the sun, the meal from the sun, yes. So the glyphs from nature is the master decoders. Now, I'm not a master decoder. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here chilling and spending time with the master decoders, and they give me a little bit of their information every now and then. All depends how I act. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful trade-off. And, and we just sharing it. That's what the airwaves are. The airwaves is you could share those thoughts. You know what I'm saying? That's what the airwaves are for, and we share each other's thoughts.
Right.
You know, and you could feel more than, you know, some people are so tuned in, they can actually not only hear your tone, but also gather other information while you talking and while you in your control of your breath, everything, man. You got people out here that's mastered at different sciences, you know, different sciences that you never heard of, that people have master degrees in it. They never went to school for it. They're just naturally born with it. And so these are the ages that we're living in, Bev. And I'm aware of all of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm aware and respect everybody's ability. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And nobody can, many people try to throw me off my square. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not standing on it by myself. So it's very hard to do. You see what I'm saying? So, it don't even make no sense, man. People can talk the high and mighty. They're vibing on all these extra hard megahertz. And, man, when you hear them speak or you deal with them off the side, not in the audience, but off the side to themselves, you will see that they're O.J. Simpson. You know what I'm saying? He got his megahertz. Remember, he was running around the airport, jumping over couches for Hertz Rent-A-Car. Then they put him in the movies, Naked Gun 33 and a third, and slowed his ass all the way down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I get my humbling graciously. You know what I'm saying? Wherever there's some humbling, wherever somebody want to tell me something, I take it graciously. But, man, you talked about Malcolm speaking, you know, speaking his truth and telling it like it is. Bev, most people that tell it like it is, they can't take it like it is. So they can keep that shit. Tell it like it is. Go ahead. Remember, there's a boomerang attached to that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Make sure you're able to take it like it is if you're going to tell it like it is.
That's right.
So I got sent a beautiful chart of Malcolm X by our beautiful friend Genevieve. And it explains him to the T, his chart. Yeah. It's powerful. Anybody can look it up, anybody's chart, you know what I mean? But this brother, we hit it last night, Bev, with the Mercury and the Taurus. He has he has a sun in Taurus, and he has Mercury in Taurus.
Okay.
There it is, Bev. We talked about it. You know what I mean? That quicksilver.
Communication. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more, and it's more than that, too, though. It's the hands-on. You know, Gemini rules the hands, the arms, the breath, the lungs. You know what I'm saying? And Taurus rules the neck and the throat. So, you know, he you can see, and his shoulders, Gemini rules the shoulders also. So that would imply that he felt like the world was on his shoulders at time. You know what I mean? Some of the things he said, some of the postures that he had later on. You could tell that the world was on his shoulder, especially when the truth was coming out, when the real Bev, you tell me, man, this brother don't fit his zodiac sign to the T. When he found out what was really, really going on, he wasn't somebody that was going to sit back. He had to speak with that Mercury wouldn't let him sit on it. He had to speak on it.
Yes.
He had to tell everybody, man, who was the real culprit behind his death. You see what I'm saying? So, man, there ain't no playing around no more. There ain't no hiding. We know these people are out there. Malcolm said everybody's on the line tonight. He spoke the truth. Everybody's on the line tonight. You heard him. Everybody's out here tonight. The enemy, everybody, the friend, the child.
Right.
Everybody's out here. The orphan, everybody's
That's
here.
True.
Yeah,
That's
so,
true.
You know, he man, let me keep going. He had a moon in Aries, which G told me.
Okay.
That was his fighting for people's values, a moon in Aries. You know, the Aries is the warrior, the Mars energy. So he going to fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the moon is the value. You know what I mean? It changed the phases. Mm-hmm. You know, so different people have different values, you know, according to the moon cycles. And so that fits into the T also. Then he had the Mercury and Taurus. We talked about that. Venus and Gemini. You know what I'm saying? So beauty and the beauty and comfort in the way that he communicated. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was, and what he,
yeah.
And he sharp with it. You know what I'm saying? He knew
yes,
he knew
he
who
was.
To cut, and he yeah, yeah he knew who to cut down, and he knew who to lift up. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And he knew when to do it. But he also
yeah.
he also Ben was afraid to make a mistake because he was under somebody's supervision. You know, so you know
mm-hmm.
that's he had to learn. He had to learn as a young man. Yeah, well, let's keep reading his chart and it'll come out. He had a Mars
okay.
and Cancer. And I'm not reading the degrees because I'm not really well
okay.
schooled in that.
Right.
You know, all the degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just telling you the flat rate,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mars and Cancer.
Okay.
But there's that value again. You know, the taking care of the home, your family. You know, he was
yeah.
all about. Take,
yeah.
you know, caring for the people, you know, caring for his people. So, you know,
yeah.
he was double stung when he found out that the people that he cared for was the ones that was going to cause his demise. You know, he found that out.
Yeah.
And it changed the whole
yeah.
course of everything. So that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So then Jupiter
mm-hmm.
and Capricorn. And man, I forgot what, oh, here it is right here. She told me the Jupiter and Capricorn, the Jupiter is the giver. Jupiter bestows
mm-hmm.
the gifts. You know, it's always giving. So that's why he did it. He didn't care about money. See, everybody else
right.
was get your hands out my pocket. You know what I'm saying? That was their thing.
Right.
But he was a nonprofit. He didn't care about that because of the Jupiter and Capricorn. And the Capricorn is the leader. The Capricorn, you don't have to wait on the Capricorn to go to. If it's time to go to work, the Capricorn going to be on the job waiting on you. When you get there, he going to say, man, I've been out here like 30, 40 minutes already. You know what I'm saying? That's the Capricorn. He, you know, he's the leader. He going to climb. That's why the knees are in the Capricorn are strong because they're going to climb. You know what I mean? They don't need
that's
nobody
right.
to tell them to get up. They don't need no motivation. So that once again, that fits into the T, nonprofit leader. And
mm-hmm.
where else we at? We had Saturn and Scorpio. Okay, you know Scorpio is the vengeance. Scorpio will sting you. They if they feel you did them wrong, they will wait you out and sting your ass some kind of way.
Yes,
you know the Scorpio, man, don't you?
Yeah.
You know the Scorpio,
yes.
boy. The Scorpio will wait you out, boy. They don't go, they ain't gonna never forget
mm-hmm.
the double cross, right?
Mm-hmm.
But having that Saturn in his house, he couldn't
okay.
fully express it because he had to wait. Saturn will make you wait. Saturn is the great... the grandfather of time, you know what I'm saying? It takes his time. And then as he got older, he found that he couldn't sting like that. You know what I'm saying? He, in order to use that scorpion, Saturn in his house of Scorpio, he had to, hold back and be the eagle instead of the scorpion. You know what I'm saying? He had to be the eagle. He had to fly
mm-hmm.
high. You know, he had to look from
mm-hmm.
above and see what was going on instead of, lashing out
mm-hmm.
because he was the lash out person in his young years. You know what I mean? And then
mm-hmm.
he started
right,
to
right.
season up that Scorpio and fly like the eagle of the Scorpio. So yeah,
okay.
that makes sense
okay.
with Saturn over there at the time and the bestower of gifts. You know, when you seasoned and you're ready and you put your work in, Saturn to give you all those gifts that you always wanted. So he also lived
mm-hmm.
that out also. And then we have Uranus and Pisces. Oh boy, that's drug addiction, which he went through
mm-hmm.
Early in life. You know, injuries, crime. You know what I mean? That's under the feet. You know,
mm-hmm.
the underworld. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? You
yeah.
know, he did that too. Mm-hmm. But Uranus is it rules Aquarius, which is the knower. So he knew that game in and out, which helped him in his other. Endeavors, you know what I mean? When he starts speaking and traveling,
mm-hmm.
that underground crime life, him knowing it so well, he was able to, on his square like he was, you know what I mean? He was efficient because he knew both styles, you know what I mean? He knew the ins and outs of
right.
government. He see how government works. It's body politics, you know what I mean? You know,
mm-hmm.
he pay attention, you know, he pay attention to people's demeanor, people's body language. You know, your breath
yeah.
tone, you know, they taught it, you know, the brothers he came up under, they teach you all that, you know, cleanliness,
mm-hmm.
diet, you know, all that, you know, how to keep your hair nice and neat, close to the head, all that, you know what I'm saying? It's beautiful science.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so here's where the problems come in. You got the Neptune
okay.
and Leo, and you got the Lilith, Pluto and Cancer. Boy, you know,
the Neptune, was it where? Where was the Neptune?
And Leo.
And Leo.
Neptune and Leo.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And yep, and also the Lilith and Pluto and Cancer. And so, you know,
okay.
We've seen that also. Cancer represents the home and protection of the home. And so, and, you know, Crab moves sideways, you know, and wherever they go, they take their house. So, you know, once he had that family, you know, once he got with his other half and then, you know, they had children, then, you know, he was affected by the Lilith energy and Pluto, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it plays out perfect. I mean, man, this is phenomenal. You know, it's funny, man, when you look at somebody's chart, it's like, man, this stuff is phenomenal.
I mean, it's
man.
Precise. Yes. That
yeah, it's
really
so precise. Yeah, it all, the
and
last
we're so
note
good
on here.
About it. Okay, go ahead. The last note.
In North Node in Leo, that's all. For anybody who's a science,
okay.
Into these sciences, he had a North Node in Leo, and that was it. I just wanted to cover that
okay.
A little bit. Yeah, please go ahead, man. Continue.
No, and I mean, and astrology is so deep, so in-depth, that it can tell you who you were before you came here in your past life. It can tell you when you're going to leave this dimension here. I mean, it can tell you who's best for you to hook up with. You know, it's just really precise. It's our science. It's science.
When I was a young man coming up in junior high school, when we used to go to school dances and stuff and homies give house parties and stuff, the homegirls in the hood give house parties. Boy, the slow jam, come on and beat them. What's your sign, girl? Float on by the floaters. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the zodiac is prevalent. You know what I mean? A lot of people, we used to ask girls, you know, what's your sign when we meet them? You know what I mean? We want to see if we compatible.
Right, right.
We want to see her response
yeah.
when we ask her, you know. You know, we want to see if she's
right.
the type that's going to shut you down. You know, you can gather information by asking people. But that information is also personal. When you're young, you don't mind giving it out, but as you become older, you begin to see that's your lottery ticket, man. You're not supposed to give all your, you know, you got to be careful with
exactly.
giving your personal information out. Yeah.
I mean, you could tell somebody, you know, what time you was born and your first house, your rising sign and all of that, and they can do your chart from there and know a lot about you.
What Kaya French, all you give Kaya French is a little bit of information, just a little bit, maybe your name and your birth and your birthday.
Yeah.
That's all she needed.
Yeah.
You see how she walked down D Road?
Yeah.
She said, D Road, you're surrounded by women. Man, I never talked to Kyle French. I never told her that. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we have gifts
I'm
out here,
you.
Y'all. We got many gifts, man, many gifts.
That's
gifts
true.
On top of
yeah,
gifts.
So true.
And we just haven't unwrapped them yet. We just haven't unwrapped them.
They unfolding. Now.
Yes.
It's like
yeah,
that,
well, that's
that
what that brother had.
That's unfolding. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. There you go, babe, with the fragrance locked up inside. Yeah.
Yes.
And the brother who fell to earth, you know what I'm saying? He had the same. He reached in his pocket, pulled out that little geometry box, and then it opened up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but babe, you gotta let this thing fold out, because he said, I warned you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Y'all see who I am. Y'all see what I'm bringing to the table. But at the same time, don't forget, I warned you. You man, pay attention. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, that's what we had on this table. You know. The man who dip his hand in the bowl is going to be the man, you know what I'm saying? It's going to, he's going to betray you. The man who dip his hand in your bowl, that's the one that's going to betray you.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Two times for the people that didn't get it the first time. So, yeah, Ben, where
okay.
we at? You got some vinyl lined up? You got Baba lined up? Where we at?
Okay, let me see where we at here. I got another song. I'll do the we did the Bill of the Sun. Let's do Stardust.
Ooh, flex it.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
feeling is supercharged. Yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic gold, dripping in minerals. Yeah. All this stardust got me on glow. Melanin supercharged. Yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic gold, dripping in minerals. Yeah. All this stardust got me on glow.
Oxygen filled my mind, yeah. Carbon bombs unlock levels in my spine, yeah. Nasty rides like antenna for a crown, yeah. Reach for the clouds, light beaming down. Crystalline queen on the scene with my copper and my jewels. Gold water for the fuel, loving every molecule. Aquamarine shining, the ocean in me thriving. Take a sip, take a dip. 92 minerals, I got all of them. Hope you don't get blinded by the light in my skin. Glowing from deposits of this bright melanin. Oh, I got a quartz where my heart is. Clear love, yeah. I got a quartz where my heart is. Clear love, yeah.
Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic gold, dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust got me on glow. Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic gold, dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust got me on glow. Indigo hues, 7-point crown. Am I amethyst now? Yeah. If you listen close, you can hear the sound of the gemstone wow, yeah. Spirals all around, yeah. Electric dreams underground, mining for the gold, yeah. So tap into your soul, yeah. Sitting in a quiet room, but your thoughts so loud, yeah. So many cycles completed, energy depleted, enemies defeated. That ultralight still beaming, roses rising out of the semen, yeah, yeah. So many cycles completed, energy depleted, enemies defeated. That ultralight still beaming, roses rising out of the semen, yeah.
As we interface with the elements, we can elevate in this resonance. We rise with grace and elegance. Our magic is evident, yeah, yeah. Shine, guide, protect us. Love from the most high. Gems deep in the ground. Elevate my vibe now. Shine, guide, protect us. Love from the most high. Gems deep in the ground. Elevate my vibe now.
Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic gold. Dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust got me on glow. Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic gold. Dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust got me on glow.
Than the blood in your stool, the way it repeats could trick you like a stuttering fool, uttering butter king jewels. His mother been cool, schooled her how to wash away the crud in the drool pool. Made his chrome dome glisten, at first he couldn't tell she had a chromosome missing. Kept a spear somewhere in these underwear, he swear, to help her get the gum out her hair. They need to get their thumb out their rears and show some skills the one time they come out in years. Instead of dumbing out in fears of their own shadow, in a game that swell them up to dead them like cattle. Take your rattle and skedaddle before you get a whipping with the pen and pad paddle. Ghouls got a model in gear. He came with more rhymes than molecules in air. Was like a thorn in his back. As for the rhymes, I'll give y'all fair warning, it's crack. Whoever starts to smoke it, come back. Quit or catch a heart attack up in some bum shack. Sharper than a thumbtack. His body was a temple made of chemicals to the dimple. To him still it wasn't so simple. Kept his right and left hand beefing. One knocking teeth in, the other one chiefing. But first, the song will make you wanna stomp your ten toes. He came with more rhymes than molecules in air. Souped up hoofy pent off or pimp my whip. Before they put the system in and had it all stripped. There ain't no need to trip. Indeed, he ripped scripts from here to Jabib. Get a grip, leave it a dag mess for beer. Burn it like a bag of swag cess in the air.
Alrighty, I don't know what happened, but we're back. And before we move forward, tell the people how they can get some of those crystals that you have.
All right, people can receive crystals, our beautiful crystals, powerful crystals. Bev, before I do that, I want you to speak as a witness. I had just made it back. My beautiful friend, Dominique Diamond, as I call her, we had just came from getting many gems that people just, I told her, baby, with this magic that we own, we just want to walk up in the place, people going to give us stuff. And that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Man, we came back with these crystals and I took my phone and I held the crystal and I took a picture. And when I looked at the picture, Bev, I sent you a picture. What did you see inside that crystal, Bev? Do you remember?
I can't even remember. That's been a while ago when you had.
Yeah, it has
that.
Been. At least 3 years, but it was a little alligator in there, a little alligator.
Okay.
And he had a little stomach.
Okay.
He had a little stomach on him, and he was in there smiling. I asked Dominique if she still had the picture, but no, she has a different phone, and so do I. I have a different phone, too. But I've been taking pictures, Bev, of that crystal, at least 200, and I cannot find that alligator in there again.
Wow.
That's how crazy the crystal work is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, y'all can contact us at JaWorks Radio. You spell it J, the letter J-A-H, like Ja. The word works, W-O-R-K-S, JaWorks.com. And what you're going to get is our website. You'll see the donate button. And you just leave a message. And if you want to see crystals, you just let us know, and I'll send you some pictures of the crystal. I want to big up to Trauma Hawk out there in Nevada and Arizona, the brother Trauma Hawk. I got another return gift coming to you. Anybody who purchase gifts from us, it's a never ending. The gifts just keep coming. It's never ending. And so I've been surprising people with the maca packages and the crystal packages and the pecan, the maple syrup. Been doing it for years.
Yes.
And so, Bev, appreciate that. You know, I gave out my number before for people who caught that when I gave out my number. That's cool, but I'm not going to do that again because people still, you know, they still try to do things that you ask them please not to do. So that's, There you go, right there. You can contact us, and yep, and maybe if you just wanted to, it might not be crystals, it might be something else on some other matter. You're welcome to contact us and listen to our radio show. We have plenty of beautiful interviews and downloads of beautiful sessions of music.
And what's the name of the radio show? What's the name of the radio?
Oh, Jawork.
The name of the radio? Is there a certain time that you come on live?
Yeah, no, because D-Row has the radio station at his house. And like you heard last week, he has many females to deal with. So whenever he gets time, he'll just pull up a show and do the radio show. He has to pre-record it most of the time, it'll be live.
Okay.
It'll be live on the people that, you know, he'll contact me. I'm going to be on tonight. I can catch it live. But other than that, it's hard to catch him live.
Okay.
You know, his situation is different now. But we have hundreds of archive shows, powerful shows.
Okay.
One of my favorite shows was Marcia Griffiths, who was one of the three little birds that Bob Marley sung about. They wrote that song for themselves, Three Little Birds, Don't You Worry About a Thing. That's the same day that he parted ways with Bunny Wailer and Peter Tosh. They parted ways. They broke up the group, and Bob was sad, so he called his girl, one of his girls, Rita Marley. And Rita said, "Hey, we just made a song over here, us and Marcia Griffiths and Judy Mowat. We just formed a girl group, and we just wrote a song. You want to hear it?" And so he came over there, and when he heard the song, he took it for himself. That's "Don't You Worry About a Thing. Every Little Thing Gonna Be All Right," because he was real sad, and that song cheered him up. So he took it for himself.
Okay.
But those became his backup singers, though, the I3s, and we interviewed one of them, Marcia Griffiths, and we talked about numbers.
Okay.
And she told me and D-Row she'd never had an interview like this and that she could talk to us all night. She was in Jamaica chilling at her house. Man, that was a big compliment for me. So that's the kind of deal that that D-Row and I, that's what keeps us doing this radio thing, because, you know, meeting, hooking up with people like that, you know, people that you idol.
Yeah.
They're not idols, but you know what I'm trying to say. They're big in your eyes.
Right.
And you have a lot of respect for them. Yeah, and so, you know, we got a chance to buy with her. She told us that, you know, she appreciated it. So that's what it's about, man. Yeah? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. And another thing that in that series, The Man That Fell to Earth, if they're giving out any kind of awards, he should get some, because, I mean, he really is playing his part. He is so believable. But another part, you haven't got to the episode 4 yet, but they even talked about full faith and credit. And for people that's doing their paperwork, you know, they know what they're talking about. And I was like, it's just so much in that series when they were negotiating.
Exactly.
And they threw that.
No, I'm sorry, Bill. That's my bad. I should have done that. My bad. I stopped your flow, but man, I had to get in on that.
So as we
came to this planet, right, and we didn't know all the things as a child. You don't know, Bev. Do you know that the people in Nigeria gave El Hajj Malik a name, and the name means the child comes home. The child, that's Malcolm X's name that they gave him in Africa.
Right.
And Yoruba tribe. In the Yoruba tradition, his name means the child comes home.
Hmm.
So that's exactly what this is, man. We came to Earth as a child. We don't know all the low vibration stuff that's here. If it fall on you at once, you wouldn't enjoy this ride. So what this brother's doing while he here, he's showing you that, yo, listen, pay attention. It's fucking hot in these other places. Y'all out here, man, thinking you're going to a palace with, you know
water.
What I'm saying? Man, it's hot. You see how he was in that water?
Yeah.
He got four stomachs, which means that he can take one, just like a cow, he can take green grass and give you different products, white milk, yellow cheese, butter, ice cream. You see what I'm saying? He got four stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. So, yeah, man, when they said cow to Cowan, they brought up the man Cowan last night, and they said cow. I said, man, this stuff is something. I mean, man, all this stuff is connected, man. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. So, yeah, that's a series to keep an eye on, man. They are going in so deep. They are going in, man. I love it. I love it. And his sense of smell and his sense of hearing is off the chain, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and you have to go back and look at this, you know, a chapter again, because there's so much they're giving you. You miss things the first time around.
Bam! Go back to the parrot. He vibes with the bird. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. The animals, man. The animals have keys. Animals have keys. When they show you a dog sitting at a piano, they show you a dog at a pool table, man, they giving you so many clues. You know what I'm saying? This stuff, I love it. I just love it. I just love being a active observer. You know what I'm saying? I'm active at this thing. Yeah. If I see a doorknob loose, I'm going to go get a screwdriver and fix it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit up here and talk shit about what I know. I need to fix that doorknob.
That's right.
What is going on here? Yeah. So, yeah, I'm an active participant in this thing. You know, I'm building, man. I love building. You know, I see some trash, and I don't even call it trash no more. I see the ash out of it. I see the potential, the ash. So, yeah.
Well, we saw that with the houses that you were building out of other people's trash, and you built those beautiful houses that you built, you know?
I'm still doing it mentally.
Are you still
okay,
doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, let's answer that hand. Let's answer that hand, please.
Okay. We're waiting on Bob Okintu. So in the meantime, we vibing with the family, 708-602. Is this Eddie?
Greetings, and much love,
man.
How is everybody doing?
Greetings, Eddie.
Yes, great
to have you call in.
What's up, Baba?
No, I'm like I said, I know I'm a good teacher, but I'm a much better student. So I've been taking notes in all these classes that everybody's been giving. So when I give my part, you know, I'm trying to refine my gift to where I can give it precisely without a lot of garbage, flowerly bullshit, you know, that people throw in the mix. So anyway, that's what I've been doing, taking notes. But when Brother Eric first started off, it took me back with the thing with two heads, with Rosie Greer and Ray Milland. Yeah, that took me way back.
Sergeant Hacker.
Yeah. Way back, yes, man. Oh, my goodness. And then when you started in with the number two, yes, lately I've been working with that, and it just so happens that it's no coincidence that I broke down the number to Malcolm X, one of his famous quotes, which is, by any means necessary. And would you believe that by any means necessary comes up to 56, and we know 5 plus 6 is 11, that 2, fam. 2 that you was talking about. But this is the year of the 2 called Tiger, and Tiger is 20, which is 2. And Michael Jackson told us, before he left and made his transition, remember the time. That phrase comes up to 65, which is a 2. I've been working on 2s for a minute now because, again, as you said, Brother Eric, representative. What are you representing? Representative is 65 also, which is that 2. But when you say hit, we don't need nothing but that 2. Oh, 2 comes up to medicine, family. 29, 2 plus 9 is 11, that's that 2. All we need is the air we breathe. Air is 11, which is that 2. That air comes directly from the cosmos, being 20, a 2. We can call it cosmic. This is also 20, a 2.
which is no more than the universe, 38, which is a 2, going to directly to the Milky Way, which again is another 20, a 2.
Man, like I said, I've been on this 2 for a minute because, again, Sister Bear said 2 by the word communication, baby. Communication is 38. That's the 2. The universe has been communicating with us for the longest, family, but we've been missing out. See, because we are the connectors. Connector, again, is a 2. It's time for the connection, because now I'm saying that we have to stop looking at things one way, because the words that we're given by this occult language of English has us programmed and looking at it one way. So when now we say we are in the actual college of education, the real college that everybody is returning to, it's Mother Nature, y'all. They took us out of Mother Nature and put us in their man-made institution called a college education. College being 35, which is an 8. Mother is 26, which is an 8. Education is 43, which is a 7. Nature is 25, which is a 7. The actual college family is Mother Nature. That's why we're getting back to it. Going back to it. The university is the universe. That's why no institutions teach us about Mother Nature and the universe. They entrench us with a program of their education, taking us off the natural beat that comes directly from the Earth's vibration. 528. I didn't want to keep putting the numbers in it because the word speaks for itself. And we feel that vibration and the beat to the word, because at this time, what's happening, we're finding each other spiritually. Our spirits are finding one another in order to get it in order, because Lord knows we out of order. A whole bunch of us are out of order. Not all, but more than not. So we're just here to basically activate what's already inside of each and every one of us so that we can basically become illuminated, become that light that is already within. Because all we're doing is activating what's already within our limited understanding, but understanding connected to the universe, there is no limitation. Get the hell out of here telling me the sky's the limit. If I'm flowing with the universe, how the sky going to be my limit when the sky is part of the universe? It's all the two. By the way, that's why the sky and it's in the air. We've always heard that. That's that two, the sky and the air. That's why when people tell me, man, I don't breathe air, I breathe oxygen, damn it. Well, oxygen is two, just like air. Don't let them fool you with the word. So with that, family, much love, peace, and I'm going to keep listening and taking notes. I just wanted to add a little flavor to the mix.
Bobby Eddie, don't go. Stay here just for a second, brother. You just said, the two is in the air. Beverly played a song at the beginning of the show by Sade and MF Doom. You know what the song was called? Air.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's why we're learning to appreciate each other again. Did Eric drop off?
No. I think he's still here, Eric. Okay. Yeah, he's going to have to call back in. He'll call back
in. Okay, he said his phone was messing up anyway.
Right. He'll call
in. But, that too is also our everyday gratitude. See, because what I want to give the people now is we have to stop looking at things that we've been given in a program way, because we only see it one way.
just like when we use the phrase, a pot of gold. Well, the image of that pot of gold, and this is all we think of, but looking at those numbers of those words, pot and gold. Well, we're the highest commodity right now. This is Brother Eric made the statement that everybody's living the life of luxury off of our backs because the goal is no more than human. But the real goal in us is our word. This is the golden touch that we have by our words through our passion that we touch each other. Because that word, again, it basically connects and fills in the gaps. By the way, gap is 11. This is why we love the Gap Band. It filled in so many gaps by dropping the bomb on us.
Yeah.
That song alone.
And don't they, in the beginning of the Bible, don't it say something about the word and... And I am the word, and
the,
yeah,
I am
the
word.
Says
it in different parts. I am the, for the word is God. God was the word, and the word was with God.
Right, right.
That's when we understand the whole realm of the word or the number for me to show all of it, the connection, is when we start off with the basic two and the four, which is inhale and exhale. The song was saying you, the way you breathe, I breathe, you breathe, but it's the inhale and the exhale, inhale being two, exhale being four, the two and the four. That's the heart. Heart is 24. And what beats or what works 24/7? Your heart, 2/4, and your breath that you take, your inhale and exhale, 2/4. But 2/4 is no more than God in the universe. It's the air, too, that we breathe, four, two and four. We do it every a.m., two, and p.m., four, night and day. But that heart, 24, is connected directly to 24 called the earth. The earth has a vibration. Vibration is 33, which is six. Heart, 24, six. 33rd harmonics that the earth vibrates on, 33. Human being vibrate on the 33rd octave, 33. 528 hertz, as Brother West always mentioned. 5 plus 2 plus 8 is 15. 5 plus 1 plus 5 again is 6. It all adds up back to that beat. The beat that we were taking off of the earth was giving us in the system called education. We were programmed. Program is 24. Everything in school, we were programmed. And we're coming out of the program, getting back into nature, into that natural flow of the beat of the earth that permeates in all of our hearts. So these things now are unfolding in the actual college education, or AKA Mother Nature. Everybody's talking about it because nature is no more than the age we're in called Aquarius. Aquarius is 34, which is another seven. Nature being seven Aquarius. That's why we're all talking about getting and going outside into nature, into the real college and university.
Yeah.
Because we've been taken off that path with all this artificial. It has nothing to do with our natural beat. The program is not a beat. This is why everybody has a damn program. I got a program. I'm giving us a method that we could use or not. It's up to the individual. But I ain't trying to program no damn body. I'm out of the program, baby. So, hey, I want to, hey, free your mind and your ass will follow.
That's true.
See,
what would you
say? So all that is. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying. Eric was back, and you was asking a question,
oh.
Eric.
No. Before I got dropped off, before I got dropped off on this outer planet, I was baking up Michael Jackson, born August, which is a golden wind. You see the AU on August, and you see the gust of wind, GUST, August 29th. We'll be back to that too again. So yeah, that was on point, Ed. Mm-hmm. And man, much thanks, Baba. You always put the icing on the cake, man. Yeah.
I've been, like you said, today, and it's been this week, and I feel it's this after effect of this eclipse. And by the way, family, eclipse is two. There's that two again. The eclipse. When we get the eclipse, this is why when we understand that all of these celestial events, and guess what? Celestial is 36, which is a 9, and events is 29, which is a 2. 9 plus 2, you back to 2 again. Celestial events. Every celestial event is for us. See, because at the end of the day, family, we all holler. I don't want to be black. I ain't black. Black is a state of mind, and your damn mind. Mine is 2. Black is 2. The universe is 2. The state of mind that you, that's the black. The universe is blackness, family. Blackness is 2.
That's
you
right.
You can't run from
that's
who
right.
you are. Shit. That's why we own the 2. So, yes. Yes, my brother. And as Michael said, remember the time, and I want y'all to think about this with imaging, how strong imaging is. Listen to that song again, Remember the Time. And you can't really listen to it without looking at the images of that video, beautiful video that Mike did. But if you listen to the words, family, it doesn't add up to the video. He's telling you something else. Remember the time. He's showing you Egypt, but he's saying something else in the music. Because Egypt does not have parts in the dark. Egypt does not have phones. You and me stand on the phone all night long, baby. But we really don't hear that because we into the beauty of the images of the dance. Woo, the power of the dance, baby. But go back and listen to those lyrics and see what you come up with, because it does not equate to the images of the video that's being shown. That's how strong images are. And if we don't really pay attention, wake up.
Yeah.
Woo, we going to miss it. Anyway, with that, family, I'm going to stay on.
I hadn't even paid that any attention. I really got to go back and look at that.
Oh, look at it and listen to it, like I said.
That's what I'm saying,
When you listen to it, the image is going to be in your head. But better yet, you can pull up the lyrics and look at the lyrics and then listen to the song. You say, oh, hell no, this brother's somewhere in New York, somewhere here in the States. But he got us over there in the motherland. But that's cool. Like I said, we got to – that's again, that's – mind control with images alone. Images are powerful, family. That's why in the one, being part of the Ten Commandments, it says thou shalt have no engraving images. Because guess what? We give each other the images through our 2. It's called our voice. Your voice is 20. That's a 2. Lift your damn voice. That's why lift is 2. And a beautiful song Miss Kim sang, lift every damn voice and sing, family. Sing your song. Just do it.
Meal of the sun. Eating up this melanin. Meal of the sun. Meal of the sun. I got downloads for lunch. Hey, Baba Eddie. Man, you segue into Baba Cantu's segment. So watch this. You said the power of the dance. Today I looked up Khonsu, but I didn't. I stopped. You know, when we do numbers, Eddie, we break down every little part and do it on its own without the other members. You know, so we can see what's going on. So when I did K H O N Khon, I put in Khon, and guess what came up? It's the dance of the Indonesian culture, and what they and what they celebrating is the temple of the Emerald Buddha. Y'all go look it up. Talking about an image. Go look out. Go look up the temple of the Emerald Buddha, and it's all linked to Khonsu and the monkey god Hanuman. And this Emerald temple with this little Buddha statue, which is it's only six. I got the numbers right here. It's only 6 inches tall. And so, but it's made out of, they don't really know what it's made out of. They think it's not made out of emerald. They know that, but it's made out of either jade or jasper or both. And it's surrounded by diamonds and gold. Y'all check it out. And the main thing about this whole mythology is the dance. The dance. So thank you, Baba. Thank you so much. Oh, man, I love it. I love what you do, Ed. I love it, man. I love what we all do, but, man, the way you vibe with your gift, man. Thank you so much for sharing, brother.
Oh, man, yeah. Like, and that dance being the number 14, that's the five. I got five on it. Even that, the title of that song, I got five on it, comes to 32. If the family didn't understand and really see it, that's a five. But Emerald comes to 23. Emerald is 23, which is five. We know Emerald means green. Green is 23, which is five. And Jade is 14, which is five. Go ahead, my brother.
Yo. And you know, if you write down the way I do the numbers, it's plain. If you write down the number, the word five, F-I-V-E, it give you the number six. If you write down the number six, it give you the number seven.
And check this out. And my code that I do, when you write down the number five, it gives you 21, that three. And when you write down the number six, six gives you 14, which is that five. That's why we always talking about the hexagon and the pentagon. That six and that five, because hidden behind the six, which a lot of people like to say sex, but guess what? Sex and six by number are the same. Sex is 14, six is 14. That's why the sex 14, which is that five, starts upstairs in your brain. Brain is 14. That's where it all starts in the thought. Thought is 41. 14, 41. The brain has thought. And it comes down to the center, and center is, I mean, to the middle. Middle is 21. But, again, that's where we have that motion of sex being 14 that some people call love. Love is also 14. This is why they use it on that day called Valentine's Day. Valentine is 32, which is a 5. And it's only 214 now. 214. And let's not leave out February. February is 32, y'all. That's a 5. Come on. Come on. Yeah, like I said, I love listening to you because you give me the other side of the numerology from what I get, and this is how I keep myself balanced. That's why I be taking notes, and I don't be calling in. I just be taking notes and be rolling. I be like, ooh, I'm loving this. Because,
your
side only completes my side, because that's it. That's what not happened with most of us. We've only got one side of the damn story, and we running around like we think we know the whole damn story, and we only know one side. We know heads, and we don't know tails. Shit. To be complete, you got to know both sides. That's why coin comes up to 11, y'all, too. You got two sides of a coin. That's the two. Shit, that's why we call it heads or tails. Damn. Yes. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Wow.
Let me digress.
Yep, go ahead. That's right. We in the head. We in the Taurus and Gemini. That's both the head. Both of them is in the head.
Yeah.
Taurus and Gemini.
And that's what's happening. They said that the head will become the tail and the tail will become the head. That's the paradigm shift. That's what we're going through. This is why in this paradigm shift, before we fix one another, we got to find one another. And that's what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. We're sifting through a lot of the garbage, a lot of the trash that we hear out here. But the spirit
that solar energy is tapped in already. And it's bringing us, it's the magnet that's bringing us together. It's helping us find one another. So once we all get it together with our pieces of the puzzle, and by the way, piece and puzzle comes to paradigm shift. Because all of our pieces to the puzzle, what we're doing, part of the paradigm shift, is called order out of chaos. What side are you on? Are you bringing order? Have you been bringing order? Are you around those who bring order? Or are you a part of the chaos? It's one or the other. That's the paradigm shift. That's what's happening. That's why we're finding each other to bring this shift together, which is the order out of all this chaos, because everything we're talking about is chaotic. It's crazy as hell. And it's time for it to be brought together. And again, everybody in the world has been waiting for the black man here in America, in the so-called free world, free nation, free country, to, because when we come up, everybody comes up. Everybody been riding our damn coattail in our back any damn way. So now it's our time. That's why the paradigm shift, the head becoming the tail becoming the head, it's happening. It's changing. And we're getting in tune with not only who we are, but where we are in time, universal time, not man's incomplete time that he's still trying to figure out. We're right. Getting back into universal time, that cosmic link that we were linked and we are linked to, because we're remembering. That's the key, to remember. Because two is what I've been practicing, and I know a lot of us has been thinking and talking about it and feeling it. It's called telepathy, which is two.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the communication that we're able to do without what we're on right now. Guess what? Cell phone is 29, which is two. The cell phone has replaced what we should be doing mentally, called telepathy. But we not forgot. And these devices has facilitated us to the point where we don't even try to remember, because we've let this artificial replace the real. But it's over now. We have figured out what these devices can and can't do and how we should use them properly. Some of us will and some of us still won't. Because we do a lot of things we don't supposed to be doing anyway, but we ain't got no time to point the finger because it's three pointing back at us. So that means we are aware of the problem. Either fix it or move out the way. Let somebody else fix this shit. Don't point out the problem and you don't do nothing about it. That's the key. I recognize
that's
it.
True.
Say something. Do something. You know, because it's time to stop being spectators and start being participators. We got to participate, even if it's in your own stuff you participate in. Make sure it's yours, because that's the key. Because for me, let it be that 2-4 that we were talking about, inhale, exhale, God in the universe, it hit me in a download. Judgment Day, y'all. Judgment Day comes up to 42, which is 6. For me, my judgment day deals with my damn word that I've been given all my life. Because at the end of the day, my word is my bond. And guess what? My word is my bond come up to 41. Woo, that's five. Business before pleasure comes up to 95, which is five. I got five on it. Mm.
And don't five represent change?
Change, yeah, change is 23. I'm glad I used that word. Change is 23, and we've been waiting on that change since our brother Sam Cooke been telling us the change is going to come. Well, see, a change is here. See, and we're still looking for the change. We are the change. We're the change. See, but ain't nothing going to change if we don't change it, if we don't participate in the change that's happening.
that shift that's happening, that paradigm shift, we got to be participants in the shift. If not, we're going to get caught up in it and fall by the wayside again.
Yeah. That's true.
But that's why Aquarius deals with the two and the four. As I said, inhale and exhale, God in the universe. Aquarius by number deals with two called air, the sign of air, and it deals with four called water, the water bearer, the two and the four. We're in that time, fam. All of it adds up. Back to the Aquarius being nature in the air and water. And they telling us in this time of air and water, we're going through global warming. Bullshit. This is what happens in the age of Aquarius with the water bearer bearing the water, melting. Ain't nobody going to be here to prove them or me or any of this shit right or wrong in 2,160 years in this age of Aquarius. But again, the research proves all of this. They know it. If we want to find out, we can't. Because again, other than books, the best book that we have is called Your Dreams, baby.
Yeah. Dreams.
Start dreaming. See? Because we dream every night. Most people can't remember their dreams. They can't even remember, but it's understandable because they've been so geeked up on television, on monitors watching TikTok. That's a clock, baby. That's a clock. TikTok. No, look at TikTok. They got you. We watching all these other things that take away from us being out in nature, getting a real image and pictures. Because once we get out and discover nature, guess what? We discover yourself. Know thyself. We find yourself in nature. Nature is seven. Yourself comes to seven. 34, seven. Discover yourself in nature, fam. That's what they took us away from, nature. That's what we all getting back to. That's why Brother Eric talks about five all the time. It's called the crystals. Crystals is 32. That five. And crystals
and someone,
are used for...
Go ahead, Eddie.
Crystals are used for defense. Everybody knows that defense is five. 32. It all adds up because the crystals deal with who we are. When we return to who we are, we're called dust. Dust is 23 or 5. But if you basically got your blood and put it under a microscope, you will see crystals within your blood. We are crystals. We are the minerals everybody wants. Our melanin, our organ, and our blood. Ain't that something? That's why they say you're worth more dead than alive.
That's right.
But would you like to take something off the bed?
Someone in the chat room say that. Also, the Aquarius is that we are in the age of the magician. The sign of the magic.
Yes, that magician or magic, basically another word for magic is no more than your mental prowess. It's the way we're thinking, our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we aren't thinking magic, we can't manifest magic.
That's true.
That's why all of it starts with what they say, your thought is faster than light, but biblically it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Your thought controls your act. See? So we think it, we speak it, we do it. So that's what's happening.
That's the
and,
magic.
And yes. What was that?
I say that's the magic.
Yes. That's it. It's just like when people get upset.
Manifest.
When the term witchcraft is used, I love it. Because, again, we see it one way. Witchcraft by somebody else's determination. I see numbers. Witch is a 7. Craft is a 4. When I see witchcraft, I see my spiritual gift. Same number, different words. Just because they want to call it witchcraft and I call it my spiritual gift, I ain't got no problems with what how they say it and what they want to use it for. I'm using it my way.
And it comes up to
take,
it too.
Right. I'm not going to take what you're doing because it has power, just like my spiritual gift. All our spiritual gifts have power. Do we know how to use that gift? Tap into that gift. Tap into the spirit. The spirit is what they call the craft. For me, my craft, spirit, I call the art. Art is the same number as spirit. It's the same number as craft. That's why your craft is your art. My craft was called martial arts. And it's no coincidence, martial being 22, arts being 19, 22 plus 19 is 41. We back to the 5. I can't get away from it. When we get into that, just like astrology, you get into numerology, you can see your past, present, and future because it's on that same line. That's why the line is spiritual. Line comes to 13, 4. Spiritual comes to 40, a 4. That's why it's all on that same line. Somebody else did a beautiful job by separating everything. We stand united. They just say united we stand. Guess what? We stand united comes up, or united we stand comes up to 9/11, y'all. And what happened? 2001, September 11th, those buildings came down. Divided we fall. 9/11, united we stand. Divided we fall. We fell. Well, who fell? 9 being male, 11 being female. The male and female has fallen because what's being pushed is called the LGBTQ. Is being pushed.
The fake male, fake female
has basically taken the place or the image of the actual male and female. Yes. They've done all this, but when you look at it, that's not. Go ahead, Sister Beth.
No, finish your thought. I think I see Baba on the line. Go ahead, finish your thought, Eddie.
Okay. Yeah, real quick. Yeah, 9/11. Like I said, I'm giving these short terms, but 9/11 comes to so many things because 9/11 brings you back to that 2 that we started off with Brother Eric. 9 plus 11 is 20. That's a 2. 9/11 is, like I said, male and female. It's also negative and positive because 2, a battery 29, has a negative and positive charge.
Yeah.
That's why you have a 2 and a 9, which is that battery, 11 or 2. You have the negative and positive. You have an up and a down. Up is 9, down is 11. So,
but don't you have to have
that?
Don't you have to have that on that same line? That same, like you say, on that line there.
On that line, but it's like what we're talking about with nature right now. Where are we at when we are the battery? We get out in nature. What do we call the battery that we're doing right now? It's called the 2. We called it grounding. Grounding is 38. It's the 2. We have to go outside and get into the earth so that we can get grounded, grounding in order to go up, a positive charge to go up to the universe. You go up to the top, just like a battery has to be grounded. This is why we hear everybody talking about being grounded, grounding match, grounding, because ground is nature. We're getting back to nature by getting grounded.
in order to get that information that's coming directly from the universe, the communication of by way of telepathy, and it's coming in the air. It's in the air we breathe. When we say it's in the air, when I breathe it, I'm breathing this. This is what I'm into, breathing the information coming directly from the cosmos, the universe. We're cosmic people. Embrace it. I embrace the number of everything I'm saying. So the emphasis is put there. So, yes. But go ahead. You have somebody else coming in. So let me lay back so I can take some notes.
Thank you, Eddie. We appreciate you, as always.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Love you, family.
Okay.
Peace and love.
Better love. All right.
Hey, that was
that was
oops upside your head. Oops upside your head.
Yeah.
Oops, so good.
Hey, man. Better love, Baba Kid, too. How are you doing tonight?
Better love, Sister Beverly D. I'm doing swell. How about yourself and the rest of the round table?
Yeah.
Swell. I like that. That's what the ocean do. The ocean swell.
Right.
Big up, Baba.
Yes. Them ocean swells. I heard you talking about the ocean water, thoughts, magic, and I'm just sitting here just so I could have just sat on the sidelines, but hey, time to do this work. Yeah, it was beautiful. So what's
Baba, before you get started, Baba, will you please for the listeners that's out there in Cali and Los Angeles area, or maybe people that might visit there pretty soon in the near future, which is always in the now, can you tell the people where that Olmec head is located off the 10 freeway out there in Covina?
Yes, absolutely. If anybody is out in the Covina area on the Pomona Freeway, 60 freeway, if you exit the 10 freeway at Holt, you will see at that exit, almost as soon as you get off, there's a park there. And that park actually houses an Olmec head that was gifted to that city by Mexico City. It is a replica of one of the Olmec heads that are there in Mexico City that they've kept, from the various temples and the sites that they've excavated them from. But it was a gift to show the appreciation for the respect of the same people that may have roamed this area, also roaming down in that area. So the connection, between these two lands, which is, like the Southern Americas, the lower United States or the lower North Americas, it's been documented for a long time. But that right there cements it. And if you ever get a chance, you have to go and see this historical site. So you're in the L.A. area, Pomona, Inland Empire, you were by the beach. Make sure you take a trip inland, almost to the Inland Empire, San Gabriel Valley, and go and see those Olmec heads. This is history, okay? There's little inscriptions there for you to read. Like I said, it's a beautiful park for you to see and kind of just hang out at and absorb the good grounding earth that the Brother Eddie was just dropping on. And, definitely take the time out. Take your children there if they get it. Take your older family members. Take somebody who might not have exposure to it before. That's going to bring up a whole slew of questions about what is this? Why is this here? Who are these people? Why they got braids? Why they lips so big? Why they nose wide like an ape? Oh, not going to go there yet, but some of those questions are going to come up. If you look at those Olmec heads, you might ask yourself the same question. So thank you for the opportunity, Brother Eddie and Brother Eric, sorry. And please go down there and visit that site. Please.
Yeah, that park is called That park is called Jalapa. It's a J-A-L-A-P-A, Jalapa, right.
And do you know the meaning of that word, just by the way?
Oh, that's a good question, Bob. I'm going to have to look that up. Jalapa, thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to have to look that up. But I do know that specific location is in the backdrop is the San Gabriel Mountains.
Mm.
And so, it's very significant that they moved the head. It used to be in front of the police station, but they moved it over there to that park, which that park is magical.
Right.
That park is very, that trail, they call, if you look at the website, they're going to tell you a short trail. Nah, that trail goes forever. even when you come to the street to where the trail ends, it seemed like you're still walking. You know what I mean? It's like when you turn around and come back, it's like that trail is still going. So it's so magical, man. And then they got exotic flowers. You know, California is loaded with exotic flowers and food. On that trail, mm-hmm. man, they got flowers that I've never seen or smelled before. Man, anybody over there, go check it out. It's off of Hope. If you're going toward Los Angeles, if you're coming from San Bernardino, you're coming from Arizona that way and you're on the 10, by the time you get inland, a little past Pomona, you're going to come to Hope. You exit the freeway and go right, and it's right there. But if you're going opposite, if you're coming from Los Angeles and you're going out toward Pomona, Covina, you know, Ontario and all that, Ontario, Rancocamonga. Yeah, if you're going that way, you exit Holt and you go under the freeway. You make a left. Is that right, Baba? You make a left under the freeway.
You know what? Actually, I'm not 100%.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way. That's it.
It'll show you right to it.
Yeah, if you leave in Los Angeles and you're going out toward Rancho Cucamonga, toward San Bernardino, then yeah, you exit on Holt and you make a left under the freeway, and it's going to be right there on the corner waiting for you. Right there. Not only him, but another ancient king that's right there with him too. It's not just one, it's two.
Right.
Following that two thing. So yes.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Duality.
Gracias. Gracias, Baba. Gracias.
De nada. Excellent. Oh, this is already starting off with some heat.
So Baba, you was going to continue from last week, where we left off last week.
Absolutely. I have to continue off of last week because it's just so many connections that are involved in this web that we have found ourselves in as we've wandered into this wonderful world of these planet of these apes. And sometimes when we listen and look at the story and the metaphysics involved, we start wondering who the apes really are. We've gone back and forth with that last week, where we looked at the actual story, the first book that came out that was written by the French spy, who once he put that out, it then became popular and then became a movie that actually grossed a ton of money for the film manufacturer that put it out at that time. So who are the apes? That's kind of the question we're here to answer today, or at least take a look at. We may not get to the answer, but we will take a nice deep dive into it. So if just a quick recap, we took away all the way back to thought. We talked about where the magic is, where the thought is. That's what Brother Eddie just told us. And that took us right to ancient Yehudi, ancient thought, because he was the original ape. And he gave us a little scripture that was in the Per-Imhuru, which is basically the pyramid text. And on that pyramid text and in that document, he explained to us what would happen to humanity and the ebb and flow that it would go in. What would happen to the Godheads, and then what would happen to everybody else. So if you remember correctly, it was Ani. He had just made his transition, and he was going on into the next life. And he was asking Yehudi a bunch of questions. Actually, he was asking Atum a bunch of questions, and Atum was telling him to talk to Yehudi about it, and that these were the words. And those words were basically, there are people who have stolen from you, who have pillaged you, who have stolen everything that you have turned good and made bad. And in that process, that will be flipped, and you will be the king again someday. Stop worrying about these worldly things, for you are the gods, and there is nothing who can stop that. Now, I am paraphrasing, but if we go ahead and read it again, which I might do if we have a second today, you will see that that is exactly what that piece is saying. So we left the ancient scriptures and went on into the current scriptures, which were completed by Rod Serling, who was the person who changed the book Planet of the Apes on into the movie adaptation. So he was the one who threw the twists and turns in there about, were the apes really human? Were they not? Was this in the past? Was this in the future? And how does this equate with humanity today? And we got all the way up to the point where we were really trying to figure out what the fight was about. Who were the apes?
who is this other race of people, and how did we get here? So we're going to pick up right where we left off, because we were trying to find a little section from the Planet of the Apes and where they discuss who these people might be, okay? And remember, we talked about the Olmec's heads and they wide noses, okay? So now what I'm doing is I'm just taking a look at Planet of the Apes on Wikipedia, and I'm just looking at a little section there that says racial issues that we're going to talk about here. So if you're wondering if this is just a movie, it's just entertainment, it doesn't mean anything in the real world, then you should take a listen to this. It says here, critics consider race to be the Planet of the Apes series' primary theme. Eric Green, author of a book on the role of race in the original films and spinoff material, writes that when seen as one epic work, the Apes saga emerges as a liberal allegory of racial conflict. Right there, that sentence should tell you enough, but we're going to keep going. In Green's interpretation, the franchise's plot arc is rooted in the central conflict in which humans and apes alternately subjugate one another in a destructive cycle. That's literally out the Pert and Maru that we read earlier. But let's keep going. Difference between human and ape manifests primarily in physical appearance, and dominance derives from social power rather than innate superiority. Okay. Social engineering media, right? Each film shifts the power balance so that the audience identifies sometimes with the humans and other times with the apes. According to Green, this arc's central message is that unresolved racial discord inevitably leads to cataclysm. Other critics have adopted or echoed Green's interpretation. Producers Abrahams and Jacobs did not consciously intend the first film's racial undertones and did not appreciate them until who? Sammy Davis Jr. pointed them out in 1968. That's basically when it was released. Black Jew like that's new. Latch me through. No latch attached. Scatch shoot. Catch 22. I have to make a shout out to my brother MF Doom who dropped that line on us. But Sammy Davis Jr. was the one who pointed it out. So subsequently, the filmmakers incorporated the theme more overtly in later installments. So the further it gets away, the more they increase the racial overtones up in it, okay? And as a result, race moves from being a secondary motif in the first two films to becoming the major concern of the last three. So you got to go back and take a look at these, and you might find some very interesting surprises. And we're not even done yet. We're still scratching a little bit of the surface. So just to round it out, several critics have written that the reboot films downplay this theme from the original series. I don't agree with that take myself, but we'll continue. Removing the racial subtext of conflict between humans and apes. These critics generally argue that this is to the film's detriment, writing that it softens the series' edge, leaves it thematically shallow, and marginalizes non-white characters. Several critics have written that the films appear to invoke a post-racial America rather than exploring issues of race. Others write that the films incorporate racial themes in subtler ways, but that their presentation oversimplifies a complex message to the point of reinforcing racial norms rather than challenging them. So that all was said to let you know that this is exactly what it is about you. They have taken your ancient scripts, put it into a real script, and use the magic at Hollywood, which is the most magical of the woods, to go ahead and put this spell of the Planet of the Apes on us. But remember, this spell is on everybody. It's not just on a certain group of people. And we're going to take a look pretty soon at how it goes ahead and crosses over. So we just talked about the Planet of the Apes. And we told you there is a resurgence of ape madness going on this side of the water. We might say, well, who are these new apes that are coming up? And we told you that they were me and you, the retail investor, those who are on the ground, those diamond hands. Okay? We're not paper hands. We hold. We hold on for dear life because we all going to make it. And what we're going to do right now is take a trip back into the metaverse as we leave this consciousness, and we're going to talk about the apes that are rising up there okay, these apes of Wall Street, which they are literally trying to reset that already again if people have been keeping an eye on the financial markets, which all plays into all of this. So one of those financial markets is the cryptocurrency market, which has erased $35 trillion since the beginning of the year. So the apes who are not interested in any flipping and happening are trying to reset again. So all those people who came up over the last 2 or 3 years off of the retail investor, they are trying to erase all of that. If you take a look at the markets, gold is down. Silver is down. Well, gold is still up comparatively. But compared to what it should be in these equity markets where all the three major indexes are getting smashed and they are into correction and almost into bear market territory, gold should be through the roof right now. People are wondering, where's the money going to? People are holding on to their cash because cash flows everything around me. And people are starting to see that now. Target missed earnings, tanked 30%. We've been telling people that this is something that you can always look to count on. Walmart tanked 30%. So everything is getting erased. The only returns you can see right now, barely in the real estate market, in cash and in a little bit of bonds or U.S. treasuries. So very, very little to be made, but people have to hold on for dear life. But let's go and talk about crypto real quick. Now, the creator of crypto, of the crypto Ethereum, okay, was a young man named Vitalik Buterin. And I want to say he's, he might be Russian. I'm going to have to, you know, double check that to see exactly what he is. But he's from, you know, Eastern Europe. Parents thought he was on the spectrum, actually, as a child. Didn't talk till later. But then as he grew up, all of a sudden he started to blossom and then put a group together to go ahead and invent Ethereum. But Ethereum is just a place to trade contracts, smart contracts. So it's not all about the financial aspect. It is a place to keep information that is going to go back and forth in the future. So where do the apes come into this? Well, Buterin does not like what is becoming in the what he's calling the NFT space, where people trade basically monkey JPEGs for millions of dollars. But these are the apes. These are the people who, these are the dumb money. These people who just came up and just got all this money. This is the me and you. And we're trying to find out our place in this. And let's see what he has to say about this. Okay, remember, this is the creator of Ethereum. So he doesn't have to worry about money. But what does he think about all of this that's going on? Okay. Ethereum, oh, and this is from Decrypt, March 22nd, 2022, all them tools. So Ethereum creator Vitalik Buterin is on the cover of the new issue of Time, and his prominent interview with the magazine has people talking about his concerns regarding the future of the crypto ecosystem. Remember, this is a few months before it crashed. This is just a few months ago. One quote that has gotten traction on social media regards the rise of the NFT market, which yielded some $25 billion in trading volume in 2021 alone. He says, the peril is you have these $3 million monkeys, and it becomes a different kind of gambling. He told Time about NFT market speculation. There definitely are lots of people that are just buying yachts and Lambos. According to Time magazine, Buterin was referring to the Bored Ape Yacht Club, one of the most popular Ethereum NFT collections on the market. While some have interpreted his comment as a slight against the project or high-value NFTs in general, he clarified his feelings on Twitter today. Good old Twitter. That's something else we're going to talk about later. But he says, I don't hate apes. I just want them to fund public goods, Buterin tweeted in response to Niraj Agrawal, Director of Communications for DC Crypto Think Tank Coin Center. Public goods in the crypto space refers to open source technology and basically building the infrastructure. Some of the things we talked about are like keeping contracts such and trading them, such as your mortgage on a house. Now, instead of me verifying my identity, I can just transfer something to you on the blockchain, and it is all there for everybody to see. It's open source. That's one thing that they're thinking about, okay, of actually using the NFTs outside of just trading these pictures. But he says the ultimate goal of crypto is not to play games with million-dollar pictures of monkeys. It's to do things that accomplish meaningful effects in the real world, okay? And we'll talk about how these monkeys have supported the war in Ukraine. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. How is this? Where is this coming from? Well, we got the documentation to talk about that in a second. So before we get there, I'm going to go to these last two paragraphs. I'm going to read from this article before we wrap that part up. But as you already know, we've talked about it before, the Bored Ape Yacht Club is a series of 10,000 NFT profile pictures with randomized traits. Owners earn access to private community of NFT holders along with added perks such as additional NFT drops, the recently launched Ape Coin token, so now they have their own token or currency. So these apes literally have their own currency, exclusive merchandise, and access to live events. Holders can also use their own images for commercial purposes. That's another thing. You own the rights. So people have literally created entire personas based on these apes, and these apes themselves are making money, or basically they're working in Hollywood to bring people income. Very, very interesting, okay, what's going on here. But as a result of those benefits, rising celebrity interest around the project, Bored Ape NFTs have skyrocketed in value since launching in April of 2021. And this, remember, this is 2 months ago. This is not the case no more. But 2 months ago, the cheapest available Bored Ape NFT listed on a secondary marketplace right now is priced at 101 ETH, or about $304,000. An NFT acts like a deed of ownership to a unique digital file, such as image or video. So, that's what's going on there. He is saying we have to do more than just be trading pictures of these monkeys, because what is this all going to be used for? I wanted to do it to change the world. That's why I invented Ethereum. And you clowns is over here, you monkeys, you apes over here trading these pictures. But remember, they are doing more than just creating pictures and trading pictures. They create a whole society. They have the people. They have their own currency now, and they recently released their own land, the Planet of the Apes. No, I'm just playing. It's not called the Planet of the Apes. It is called the Other Side, but it is the same essential idea. So we'll get into that in a second once we find out some of who these apes are, and you're going to be very, very familiar with some of these names. So let's go ahead and take a look at this article here. And this one is called, you can pick this up at, where is this from? Who put this out? LifestyleAsia.com. LifestyleAsia.com. And this was March 27th, 2022. All-star owners of Bored Ape Yacht Club NFTs. So I'm going to skip all the introductory information. Y'all know all about all of that. But we're going to go right into the juice. So, number one, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is one of the recent celebs to hop on bandwagon with his Bored Ape Yacht Club number 3001 purchase on the 1st of January, sorry, the 29th of January, 2022. Came in at a price tag of 500 ETH. Okay, keep going. Eminem, a.k.a. Marshall Mathers, is yet another one who got a Bored Ape Yacht Club. He bought his 423 ETH. So that was around 400,000 at the time. It's the D-O double. You don't run up, you won't see no trouble. You know he got one. Matter of fact, he got two. One of the real apes said, I'm so apey, I'm going to go ape into two. American rapper NFT collector Snoop Dogg bought four apes in December of 2021. So he has number 7723, and they go on for a couple of other ones. And they look just like them. The cheetah fur Bored Ape owned by Snoop Dogg has some funky traits like fur coat and a lit cigar, basically pimping out. Okay, Paris Hilton, Neymar Jr., if you know who Neymar is, he's one of the best football soccer players on the planet. Came from Brazil. You look at him, you probably couldn't tell him from your brother, but don't speak no English, straight Portuguese. Okay, Steve Aoki, Japanese DJ. I think he owns probably about like 10 of them. Post Malone, Mark Cuban, LaMelo Ball, Steph Curry, Jimmy Fallon, Lil Baby, Logan Paul, Kevin Hart, Shaq, okay, Dez Bryant, Timberland. Now, these are all people you know, and you're probably like, why haven't I heard about this? Well, they drop little subtle hints. If you're watching the NBA games right now, you might have seen a commercial where Shaq is talking to Steph Curry, and he's asking him, where can I invest my crypto? And it's basically, I think, for FTX, which is just a crypto exchange. So Steph Curry is, you know, giving him advice, you know, going back and forth. Shaq's like, should I put it here? He's like, mm-mm. Should I put it there? He's like, mm-mm. Can you show me how to shoot free throws? He's like, mm-mm. But if you notice, in one of those scenes, he's chiseling an ice sculpture. And that ice sculpture is of an ape. And that ape is one of the apes, actually his ape, from the Bored Ape Yacht Club. So they slide little subtle things in there, and they won't even announce it. They didn't say nothing about the ape in there, but they sure did feature it prominently as a block of ice. Okay, very, very interesting stuff. So although a lot of, well, you would say regular people, they was regular before these NFTs blow up, but they're not that regular now, you know, as far as how much they've come up off of them. But there's other people now involved, too, who are also in on this. And you saw the list. Also, people may not know, but Ron Paul, he is a British hedge fund manager who always talks about crypto. He's a big crypto enthusiast, and he also owns a Bored Ape. So remember, these are the people now that have created a new digital currency and their own land. Very, very interesting stuff. So we got an idea about who these apes are, who some of them might be, literally by name. We can go check it out because guess what? It's all on the Ethereum blockchain. So you can go verify all this yourself literally right now if you knew how to do it. Okay. But now we're going to take a trip back in the time. We're going to look at Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Last time we talked about the rise of the Planet of the Apes, and that was the remake done in 2011. And then there was another one that followed that, the sequel. And this was the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. So if you don't remember what happened in the first one, Caesar, who is the basically head ape in this story, was a baby of an experimented on monkey. He got his intelligence from the drugs that they was giving his mama that increased her intelligence. Caesar became conscious, became enlightened, like Jehudi, and was able to speak. He had an owner, and his relationship with his owner got real good, but he started doing some ape things. They ended up locking him up, and he saw what a real ape was like. Basically, he got pulled over, and he was DWB. He was driving while black. They pulled him out the car and threw him up in the clink. He said, no, I'm escaping. He took the serum, made the rest of the apes intelligent, and had basically separated off. So now they're leaving society. Remember, at the end, his owner said, well, you can come back home. And at the end, Caesar said, I am home. Ran off into the woods with the rest of his apes, and it was to be continued. We didn't really know what happened. So now, what happened? And this is going to start to blow your mind. It's going to start getting a little freaky. As soon as I actually start reading it, you might get a little chill down your spine. I don't know if you forgot about this part, but here it goes. Remember, this is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. 10 years after the global pandemic of a deadly simian flu, the worldwide human population has been drastically reduced, with only about 1 in 500 genetically immune. That should be enough. Right there, you should have just fell out your seat and bumped your head on the floor, because that's all we've been talking about over the last 2 years. And there we go, laid out for us. Okay, it's all written. It's all written. We've been bringing documents since day one. That's all. You can go see all this. Civilization is destroyed as a result of societal collapse. The apes under the chimpanzee Caesar, I remember chimpanzees are apes, all bestowed with genetically enhanced intelligence by the virus, have long established a colony in the Muir Woods near San Francisco. Okay, so a group of humans led by who? Malcolm. Matter of fact, I have to give a quick shout out and happy birthday to El Haj Malik Shabazz, also known as Malcolm X, whose birthday was yesterday. But Ashe. So he makes a reappearance here. Him and Caesar are basically the heads of their territories, and they're going to be going back and forth. So a group of humans led by a man named Malcolm trespassed the apes' territory from Frisco in search of a hydroelectric dam. Okay, so they just need some power. An encounter by Caesar's son, Blue Eyes, and his friend Ash leads to the latest injury by a man named Carver. Okay, basically some things happen because I don't want to get too deep into all of that, but they ended up getting taken as test subjects. So as time goes on, he meets with Caesar, who allows them to work on the generator on the condition that they surrender their guns, as Malcolm, his wife Ellie, and his son Alexander. Alexander the Greek? Okay, we'll come back. Work, they bond with the apes. The fragile bonding briefly falls apart when Carver is discovered to have kept a hidden gun and is thus forcibly sent away. But it is greatly restored when Ellie, a nurse, effectively treats Caesar's wife, Cornelia's illness. Okay. So then they leave there. They go into another battle where Dreyfus' army, his community, using the Fort Point Armory. Remember Koba? Okay. Koba is like Scar, which is basically the uncle of Simba, Mufasa being the father. In this case, Caesar is the father, but his Caesar actually is the son, and Koba is his uncle who wants to take the spot. Okay. So Koba discovers the armory and confronts Caesar, accusing him of loving humans more than apes. Was he swirling? Was he switch-hitting over to the other side? Well, they were calling Caesar out and was calling him a human lover. Sound like another kind of lover that people get called. Caesar beats Koba in response, but refrains from killing him. Koba later returns to the armory and takes an assault rifle, killing two guards, and he secretly kills Carver after the humans succeed in repairing the generator. Okay, basically, at this point, Koba seizes power. So, despite taking heavy casualties, the apes breach the building and imprison the humans as Dreyfus flees underground. So now the apes have overthrown again. Okay, remember, we said this was going to be a back-and-forth battle. Matter of fact, we didn't say it. Jehudi the first ape said it in the pyramid text. Nothing that we had to make up. It's all there for you to read and see. So Malcolm's family, well, first of all, after Koba throws him into his death, or what they think is his death, and they imprison all of Caesar. As I'm saying this out loud, this is also the Black Panther. Because after Killmonger throws Black Panther off of a bridge, he enslaved everybody that was loyal to him, and Killmonger took over. It's the same thing that Koba did. Okay, remember, they use these themes over and over again. So, you know, there's a confrontation between those two. C4 is detonated. Koba starts angrily shooting at the apes when they come to Caesar's aid, but Caesar tackles him from a ledge while clinging on a metal girder. Koba is disowned as an ape by Caesar and dropped to his death. So they go ahead and kill Koba, who was essentially the Scar. And Malcolm and Caesar acknowledge their friendship, with Malcolm warning of the approaching human military. Caesar responds, "The war has already begun." Because of Koba's violent reign, and also responds that the humans will never forgive the apes for their attack, and convinces Malcolm to leave with his family for his safety before the fight begins. He then stands before a kneeling mass of apes preparing for the upcoming war. And that's where that story ends. So as you can see in part two, basically it is a discussion about how the apes are taken back over. They had already gotten subjugated. They broke away. Okay, they became conscious. They became enlightened. They broke away, and now they prepare for the war. They got their leader, and they're about to go into battle. A lot like what's going on right now. And as you can see, how did it start off? It was 10 years after the global pandemic of a deadly simian flu. The apes had to create their own economy in their own land, which we see on the other side is happening right now as we speak. Now, I know it is 8:04, Sister Beverly D, and I know you usually talk to the listeners about this time. Did you want me to pause so you can do that, or did you want me to continue?
No, we got 25 more minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Okay, good, okay. Good. So, what I want to just talk about really briefly is the new Planet of the Apes. Okay, so let's come on back into the metaverse real quick. Remember, we're going in and out of consciousness. We're going on a dream state right now. And this article is called, it's a long one. If you invested in Bored Ape Yacht Club creators' chaotic metaverse land sale, you're probably already underwater. Now, this is May the 4th. 2022. So what happened was, like I said, these apes that we talked about, and you heard the list earlier, created a digital coin. That coin went from literally nothing to about $9 or $10. You might say, well, I mean, that's nothing. But remember, we talked about anybody who was already a member of this club literally got that airdropped to them. That airdrop by itself was over $100,000. So, well, it's worth over $100,000, I should say. If you cashed out, you cashed out over $100,000. So you can see the transactions that are taking place are very large. And to do these things, you need some heavy hitters. And that's what's going on here. So after the ape coin dropped, then the ape land dropped. And we're going to talk about what happened as a result of this. Because as you can see, there was some funk. But I'm going to go to the very last paragraph where it says, and it talks about other deeds, which is the land of the other side, which is their metaverse. Okay, the apes' metaverse, the new planet of the apes, is called Other Side. Each person got to purchase a parcel of land called an other deed. So I'm going to tell you what that is. Each other deed represents a plot of land. Some parcels feature mountains and brooks, while others are made up of what appear to be precious stones. The land is expected to be used in the upcoming Other Side metaverse game. Holders of the ApeCoin token who verify the identities jockey to buy deeds for 55,000 parcels of virtual land over the weekend. ApeCoin's price skyrocketed last week in anticipation of the sale before it declined. So that was just a little introduction onto what the other side is and what these other deeds were. So now you can see the new planet of the apes is about to be created, called the Other Side, with the new digital currency. You see some of the apes and what they look like, but remember, we are still trying to find out, where do we stand in all of this? And just like the movie, sometimes we identify with the apes, and sometimes we identify with the humans. So let's continue on our journey really quick, because what we need to do right now is start to really get down into what even is an ape, okay? This was some of the most fascinating work that I've done up to this point. And I want you to listen to some of this, because one of the first things I came across was an extinct ape called Egyptopithecus. When I saw Egyptopithecus, remember, if you know the magic, you know the Greek, you know the Latin, you know Aigyptos was the Greek version of Hetkapetah, or the Hill of Ptah. Hetkapetah becomes Aigyptos, which then becomes Egypt, okay, when the Arabs move in. So when I see Egyptopithecus, I said, oh, man, this is about to be Egyptian something. At the time, I didn't know that Pithecus meant ape. So Egyptian ape, what is this Egyptian ape? I never heard about this. And let's find out. So just go ahead and go to Wikipedia, and you look up Egyptopithecus, Egyptian ape, and it shows you the Greek there. We'll talk about it. It's an early fossil catarrhine that predates the divergence between hominid apes and old world monkeys, okay? So this is still one of the single lineage. This is the oldest ape. This is Jehudi. I didn't really know there was a Jehudi, so they actually found one. So it is known from a single species, Egyptopithecus zeuxis, which lived around 38 to 30 million years ago in the early part of the Oligocene period. It likely resembled modern-day New World monkeys and was about the same size as a modern howler monkey, which is about 22 to 36 inches long. Egyptopithecus fossils have been found in Jebel Kartrini formation of modern-day Egypt. Egyptopithecus is believed to be a stem catarrhine, a crucial link between the Eocene and the Miocene fossils. So this Egyptopithecus zeuxis has become one of the best-known extinct primates, based on the craniodental, basically the head and the teeth, and postcranial remains, okay, basically the head after it's dead. So that just goes to show you that somehow 30 million years ago, you already had an ape-like creature roaming in Egypt. And we've already read versions where they told us that the oldest ape was Jehudi. Was Jehudi literally running that area before everything happened? I'm not too sure. But I tell you what, we're going to keep on researching and trying to figure this stuff out. So when we talk about who are we? We the apes? Are we the humans? Who are we really? It's really hard to find that out. But in doing some of the research, we can find out what is even classified as an ape, first of all. And this is really when the heat gets turned up. Right now is not the time for your tears, but it will be very, very soon. So I'll just read it to you, okay? Just look up ape on Wikipedia again, and it says this. Apes are a clade of old world simians native to Africa and Southeast Asia, okay? Already, here we go again. The other being is sister group, okay, together forming the Catarrhine clade. The New World monkeys diverged earlier from the Old World stock of monkeys by settling across the Atlantic Ocean. They are distinguished from other primates by a wider degree of freedom of motion at the shoulder joint, okay, and this is as the influence of what they call brachiation. Apes do not have tails, apparently due to a mutation of a particular gene. In traditional, non-scientific use, the term ape can include tailless primates, also considered the black ape or the Barbary ape, and is thus not equivalent to the scientific hominidae. There are two extant branches of the superfamily of hominidae, and this is, like I said, probably time for your tears. The gibbons are lesser apes, and the hominids are the great apes. So you have these two kingdoms, the lesser apes and the great apes. Who are these great apes? Because this is what's going to let us know what the deal is. Okay. Except for gorillas and humans, hominoids are agile climbers of trees. Apes eat a variety of plant and animal foods, with the majority of food being plant food, fruit, leaves, stalks, roots, seeds, nuts, and grains. Okay. Sometimes they'll eat meat, and all non-human hominids are rare and endangered. The chief threat of most of the endangered species is, one, the loss of tropical rainforest habitat, though some populations are further imperiled by hunting for bushmeat. But the great apes of Africa are also facing threat, and this is what I couldn't even believe, from the Ebola virus, currently considered to be the greatest threat to the survival of African apes. Ebola infection is responsible for the death of at least one-third of all gorillas and chimpanzees since 1990. I said, oh, man, how did I miss this? They keep telling us that we about to die from it. They're literally killing off a whole species with it. So didn't we just go back into the Planet of the Apes, and it was 10 years after the simian flu had broke out, wiped out almost all of the population? Just read that. We've seen how these two worlds are starting to collide. And it's still, we still haven't gotten to the the juice yet, okay? And should I hit them with it? I don't know. I wanted to wait to the end to hit them with it, but I think it's now is the time. Okay, I think now is the time. So people want to know, what is the difference, okay, between the great apes and the rest? So essentially you have the two classifications, which is the gibbons, and then you have a whole bunch of great apes. And these great apes are chimpanzees, gorillas, bonobos, orangutans, and last but not least, now is the time for your tears, because this has recently happened, humans. Now, this is not the same as when people say, okay, well, you evolved from the common ancestor Lucy, or you came from, whoever the other ones are. They're saying, no, you are now considered an ape. So wait a minute. Did humans just recently get classified as apes? And even this happened, right under my nose. So in about 2005, a lot of the a lot of the work was done and put down to actually put humans into the classification ape, okay, because of these common ancestors. So I'm going to read you a little piece of it, okay? It says, primates called apes today became known to Europeans after the 18th century, okay? So they didn't even know that they even existed. Within this tradition, ape came to refer to all members of the superfamily Hominidae except humans, okay? Establish that. As such, this use of apes represented a paraphyletic group, meaning that even though all species of apes were descended from a common ancestor, this grouping did not include all the descendant species because humans were excluded from being among the apes. Okay, this is not even real. It sounds like it's not even real, but this is literally coming out of the science. The science fiction, the science fact, I don't know, but it's happening. And this is the very next paragraph. Traditionally, the English language vernacular name apes does not include humans, but phylogenetically, humans, Homo, form part of the family Hominidae within Hominoidae. I know, very confusing. Thus, there are at least three common or traditional uses of the term ape. Non-specialists may not distinguish between monkeys and apes. That is, they may use the two terms interchangeably, or they may use ape for any tailless monkey or non-human hominid, or they may just use the term ape to just mean non-human hominoids. But the modern taxonomy aims for the use of a monophyletic group, okay? Some literature may now use the common name ape to mean all members of the superfamily, including humans. For example, in his 2005 book, Benton wrote, "The apes, Hominidae, today include the gibbons and orangutan, the gorilla and chimpanzee, and humans." Modern biologists and primatologists refer to apes that are not human as non-human apes. Scientists broadly, other than paleoanthropologists, may use the term homonym to identify the humans, replacing the term hominid. Okay? So we just went through all of that to give you a little bit of clarification on how you are being viewed by the greater society, by how you are being viewed by the people in power. They have literally taken you and put you into another classification where you were wondering before, wow, in this story, am I a human or am I an ape? Well, come to find out, you a little bit of both. So now what? Sometimes we identify with the humans, sometimes we identify with the apes. But remember, we have a part three that's coming up too, and that is going to help us tell the rest of the story. So we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but we do want to give you a little little humor really quick before we wrap this up.
Okay. And I just want to tell the people we have 11 minutes on the internet, and if we go over, you can listen to the rest on the phone. So it's 323-642-1586. And if you have a question or a comment, push the number 1. Okay, go ahead, Baba.
Excellent. So then we looked up the term ape in the Urban Dictionary. Because remember, they turned us into humans. Humans are now calling themselves apes. Remember, the apes who cracked Wall Street? So we said, well, what is the common theme for the apes now? And this is what it says. So Urban Dictionary, ape, 515-22. An ape, also known as a smooth brain, is an individual who knows nothing else other than buy and hodl, H-O-D-L. H-O-D-L stands for hold on for dear life. Okay. This is his code. He does not play into FUD. Remember, we said FUD was fear, uncertainty, and doubt. But instead, cracks open a new box of crayons for an afternoon snack. Trying to fight against an ape is futile, as apes of this class tend to stand together in massive numbers. They are often seen trading hard-earned bananas for stonks and the possibility of earning tendies in return. So some of that I'm going to have to break down. Hard-earned bananas is just the money.
stonks are stocks, with the possibility of earning tendies are basically chicken tenders. So, you know, your returns. In return, they don't know when the tendies will come. However, and this is why they hold on for dear life. Their overall unwillingness to sell, despite shill attacks, hedgy threats, and mainstream media FUD, has earned them the title of having what's known in nature as diamond hands, the strongest force found here on Earth, a force underestimated by the ape's mortal enemy known as Citadel. Now, Citadel is just another name for Citadel. And just to give you a little bit of history on Citadel, Citadel is what we call the establishment. Remember we said it was the apes versus the establishment? Citadel was basically a hedge fund company that would play games with the people. They know the insider trading, so when people were starting to get a little bit too hot on a theme or a trail, they would dump. They would call what they would call short. So they would sell shorts. And as a result of that, they would take out companies like GameStop and AMC. The apes realize if we just hold with these diamond hands and we don't sell, the price is going to continue to go up and they're going to have to cover their losses now. Because if you short something, if it goes down, you make money. If it goes up, you lose money infinitely. Go ahead.
Is that what they did on, was those the apes on Robinhood? Is that what they did?
That's exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what happened. So they looked on the list for Citadel, which is a hedge fund manager, and they said, well, who are they shorting? So, you know, one of the stocks that we talked about that literally kicked everything off before everything else, before GameStop and AMC, was one that we used to love called Tilray. Remember, Tilray was a marijuana producer. We literally changed our lives last year with that trade. But that was the first one that they were shorting that they said, you know what, let's just hold and see what happens. That was the first meme stock. If you look up meme stocks, that was the first one to pop off. And we had recommended it literally maybe, a week before, because legislation had just passed and they were going to start legalizing marijuana. So we came on the BAM show, said, hey, take a look at this one. The next day it was just popping off 20, 40, 60%. And then, of course, it crashed, of course. But if you got out, you made a lot of money. But then right after that, GameStop popped off, AMC popped off, and what they call was a short squeeze. So if these people who are shorting the stock, if the number continues to go up, at some point they have to cover the shorts, which means they have to pay it or else their losses are going to go infinite, right? They're going to go underwater, and that's literally what happened. They literally got squeezed to the point where the stock went so high, they had to start buying the stock to cover their shorts, which made it go even higher, which literally put them out of business, okay? So they literally took down a whole hedge fund. The apes took down a whole hedge fund by using diamond hands. Buy and hold on for dear life. Never sell, okay? But we're going to continue. We're going to use some more magic words that we talked about last week. These apes currently desire to live on the moon using rocket ships with pretty colors. Not much else is known about this ape community, but if you ever run into one, you might just hear them whisper, this is the way, right before getting hit in the face with feces. This is the way. So we talked about the moon being code word for something that is, the price is increasing drastically. And rocket ships are also used to symbolize that. But remember, all of this stuff that we're talking about now was laid out before, not only in the Pert Imhuru or the pyramid ticks, but also in the Planet of the Apes, when we talked about them having spaceships going into the future, going into the past, where were they, and how did all of this work? Also, Jehudi, representing the moon, being the ape to represent the moon, the Egyptopithecus, Jehudi out there actually representing the moon himself. So, if all y'all are wondering, am I on the ape side? Am I on the human side? Don't have to worry about it, because if you understand that you're both the God and the human, then you can play both your parts, because remember, we said this is all a game, and you need to play your role. You need to go into the role sometimes, and you need to go out of the role sometimes. The story is being told from us,
about the pandemics, what we need to do after, the new Planet of the Apes, the other side, ApeCoin coming out, who the apes were, and what they do. So everybody out there, we all going to make it. Keep your diamond hands, hold on for dear life, because we will continue on in the future with the Planet of the Apes. And this is what we'll pause for today. Yes, baby, apes.
Okay.
That's right.
Wow. And if you have any questions,
kill.
Raise your hand. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Eric.
Ape, nah.
Go ahead, Eric.
Kill ape. Ape, nah.
Right.
Kill ape.
Tell them, Eric. Tell them. He's absolutely correct. There's so much stuff in there, man, that we can learn from just watching and learning the lessons. That's already been written for us, but, man, that was an excellent one right there, Eric. That was beautiful.
Well, remember, also, y'all, when the part of Woody Harrelson playing God and him and Caesar was having a conversation, and he told Caesar, you know, nature is always killing us, right? And he talking about his ancient, his people that he come from, and all his ancestors, every time nature kills them. Right, and then Caesar asked him, "Well, you know, well, then, you know, why do you act like, you know?" In other words, he was asking, you know, what is your role in this? And he said, "Since nature," and in other words, Woody Harrelson said something to the effect, not the exact words, but he was saying that, you know, because nature kill us, we kill what nature loves. In other words, we kill apes. So, man, after that,
wow.
Caesar had to put him to rest. But yeah, it's some deep symbolism. The name Maurice. Come on, y'all, man. Y'all know they always putting that more story in our face. Maurice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The orangutan, which they call Samuel Jackson in the movie in The Kingsman, they call him Gorringe. Gorringe. You see what I'm saying? Oh, man. It's like you said, it's interlaced in every movie.
Right.
They interlaced this Ragnarok, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it's all in, they put it in everything, man. It's in everything. The judge carried the hammer, you know what I mean?
Right.
They traded places with us like Eddie Murphy, and they traded places.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? They show you the vampire with Eddie Murphy and Wesley Snipes and Coming to America Part 2. You know what I mean? They show you that they want to continue the same role they've been playing by having they son. Being the, Eddie Murphy's son had to go get a job from them two bums that was in Coming to America on the streets. They had to go get a job from their son.
Mm.
You see what I mean? Yeah. So it's
right.
That's why we call it the mound table, because the tables have turned. And I like last week how you brought in the gambling table last week. Well, thank you for that.
Oh,
it made me think on a higher level. Well, you talked about bringing the citrine to the table. That was beautiful. I ain't,
yes.
And you got one coming, man. You and your queen. I'm going to send y'all a citrine.
Thank you. Oh, man. We definitely put it to use. I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's why I'm sending it. That's why I'm sending it. I know you're going to plug it in.
It,
so you know, it was a beautiful – I don't know if Beverly want to keep going. I mean, the mound is hot tonight. I mean, Brother Eddie, man. I
know.
Can't thank that brother enough. Baba Eddie, man. Wow. And but you know, it has been some beautiful nights. The moon every night, where I am, it came out about last night about 1:20. But man, y'all, been looking at the moon?
Yes.
What is going on with the moon?
Right.
Man. Oh, man. There is something really crazy about this moon, man. But, man, listen, the whole sky is clear. Not a cloud in the sky. The only cloud is hovering around the moon.
Wow.
The only cloud in the sky was hovering. It made the moon look like a mushroom coming out of the back of it.
Wow.
I said, man, what is that, man? Oh, y'all, man, pay attention to nature, man. Y'all just pay attention to nature. And that moonfall, remember, y'all, pay attention to, go study the holly tree and the holly berry that comes from the tree. Study that.
Right.
If y'all think
correct.
These people ain't going in. Hey, Baba, thank you for gracing us with the apes, man. There's so much to connect to this, man. It's just ongoing, you know, it just keeps going on. And remember, when Cobanim like that, they like that fiery technology, you know, them gats. You know what I mean? When Cobra found them gats, hey, man, it was on. You went to Black Panther. Remember, they had the monkey god in the Black Panther, too. Remember?
Right.
Remember they bought the what is she calling? They bought the colonizer up there, and what the monkey god told him, he said, man, be quiet, man. This ain't your court. This ain't none of your human courtroom. You in my courtroom.
Right.
Be quiet. You put him
be
down
quiet.
With that gorilla.
Absolutely.
That gorilla
that
put him on.
Mbaku.
That black gorilla family put him on. Check.
Right. They don't know about that BGF. That's
the tables
right.
have turned. I'll go back to Tales from the Hood. Grandma had her little kinfolks in her lap, and she released them. And, man, they gave that man. Hey, remember he got his gun and said, I'm going to kill you, little Nicholas.
Clarence Williams the Third. That's a classic. Black
that
All-Star.
Little brother with the sharp teeth, boy, he was on his ass.
Oh, man. That is
Don't
fantastic.
Play with us, man. We are not to be played with, man, okay? We treat people too good sometimes. We treat
right.
people too good. Sometimes you got to show your teeth and tell people, man, don't come up
right.
on me, man. I'm not playing with you.
Right. Tell them. Hey, you know what, brother?
Yeah.
I wanted to bring in, there was some more science that I forgot to drop tonight. And you know how we always talking about the music, and, you know, we were still trying to figure out where we at on that. I needed to read you just this little piece real quick before we wrap it up. Little piece. And this is on music. Okay, and this is on the Planet of the Apes, the Rise of the Planet of the Apes. This was the first one we talked about last week. The score for the film was written by Patrick Doyle and performed by the Hollywood Studio Symphony, conducted by James Shearman. The main concern was to have the music help progress the plot in the scenes without dialogue. For instance, conveying the emotions of Caesar's relationship with Will and Charles. To turn the score into a driving force that keeps audiences paying attention, Doyle employed an African-American chorus and focused on percussion and low, deep orchestra sounds. Doyle collaborated closely with the sound department to make the music complement the sound effects, including writing a recurring theme based on the recording of a chimpanzee. And that's it. Just wanted to drop that little piece in there. So they are not playing. They are going on every level to grab something to make sure you know who in there. Okay, so, you know, it's explicit. It's hidden sometimes, but if you know where to look, it's explicit.
Hey, y'all, check this out. And then let's go back to that one with Woody Harrelson, all right? And a big up to the family out there in Buffalo, all right, where the buffalo roam. Check this out. Talking about remember at the end, the monkeys escape where? In the tops of the trees. What is Buffalo known for? State parks and trees. Buffalo, New York, they parks and trees is off the charts. If y'all remember that, the tops of the trees is where they survive the disaster.
Wow.
The tops of the trees. Yeah, y'all remember that. And not only that, that's a Dutch corporation, man. Anybody who following that Dutch theme that's coming out where people following the colonizers and the Dutch, that store was Dutch owned. Okay, go ahead, Bob. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, brother.
Oh no, sorry, I was interrupting you. I was just agreeing with you. That's all that was. I was just saying we need to take a lesson, like you said, the escape from the top of the trees. Is that something that we might need to employ in the future? The treetops.
Oh man! And you bought in another animal. You bought in the bear market. I heard you say the bear market, so I was like, man, there go another one. There go another glyph. The bear.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, man.
The total.
Yeah. Well, we. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's just so much. Well. so much is.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. It's like I said, you know, apes, man. You know how apes are, man. Wherever apes are, they when they come out of the bushes, man, and you just, it's for thousands of them. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do? And
right.
They're strong. You know what I mean? They're strong.
Right.
They together. You know, they not making a lot of, they communicating by body odor and little and hand signals. Come on, y'all, sign language. What?
Thank
sign
you.
Language.
Tell them.
What?
Tell them.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah,
part,
man, a lot of metaphors,
oh,
man. A lot of metaphors.
Oh man.
Yeah, so deep. Thank you so much, Baba. Thank us, man. Hey, man, we
absolutely.
You know, you always welcome on the mound table, man. That's come on now.
I love it.
Hey, you know how everybody come over to dinner, and Grandma and them had a table set. But there's some things that never leave the table, like okay, the table go back to normal when everybody leaves. But those mom's got her altar, you know, mom's
right.
table is an altar. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She'll share it at times, but to her, she have her normal things up there, and it's an altar. You better not touch it.
Right.
You know. So yeah. So yeah,
flowers.
Man. Thank. Yeah. Oh yeah. The, yeah. The, you know the flowers go up there. Mom's got the. You know. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm glad you said that. Bev, I hope you don't mind. We in a little overtime.
Since we're
flowing so natural.
Go ahead.
Bev even bought out the flower earlier, unfurling in the scent.
Ooh.
All right, let's go back to Billie Holiday and the gardenia. All right,
ooh.
We're gonna mention a couple of things that's on fire right now. The aquamarine, because in the movie The Brother That Fell to Earth, they mentioned the coordinates. The coordinates was New Mexico, called Ship Rock. When you study chip rock, it's made of breccia wood. It's feldspar. Woo, can't get away from it. Feldspar is where you get labradorite. Y'all study labradorite. That's a stone to get right now. Labradorite. It got that shine. It got that bluish green. Like I sent you one there when you turn it around in the sun. You see all them blues and greens and browns of like windows. Yeah. That's granite. That's that granite stone, labradorite. Yeah, y'all check that out. That's hot right now. And Brother Eddie bought up the Tiger's Eye 11. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all stay with y'all. Go ahead.
Yep.
I just wanted to say, Brother Eric, pardon me for the interruption, but you was talking about those flowers, man, and how strange the moon is. Come on now. This was called the flower full moon with the eclipse.
What?
It's the flower moon, baby.
You're right.
There's that flower you're talking about, baby, that moon. It's right there.
Oh, man, I didn't even know that. I had not. That's why I love it, y'all. That's why, hey, listen, that's why I eat nature, think nature, sleep nature, because if I think it, I'm going to be it. I'm always in the flow. Thank you so much, Eddie. Man, I love what you do, man. I really love how you convey what you do. It's so powerful. It's so beautiful, man. And like I say, I'll be taking notes as well, man. And the tones that y'all, the Beverly, come on, y'all give Beverly some props on the turntables, man. She be lighting it up. Beverly be lighting it up on the turntables. I'm telling you, man. You know what I mean?
Sister Bev, you are what is known as the chessboard. That's the game they still play, but today you're called the motherboard because the chess is no more than the mother. You are the motherboard, my sister. So, yes, thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all remember the sister and the Warriors? The sister that was behind the vinyl in the Warriors. That's bad. All right, Warriors. All right now. hey, y'all, remember the Warriors was a serious movie. Remember the Warriors got up in there with them LGBT girls. And remember, man, they almost got their head took off. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, this is not a game out here, man. Y'all be careful, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, this is not a game. A lot of things we bring up in the spirit realm, man, pay attention to, y'all. This is funny how we just went off into the Warriors, you know. And remember the brother who they took out. Remember that. Y'all remember that, man. That's a deep move. I'm glad that we went into that, the Warriors. Yeah, that's fire right there by the ocean side. Remember that ocean side. Ooh. Yeah, the ocean side. And remember, y'all, look to the hills from which come your help. Look to the hills,
okay.
Ptah, geometry,
okay.
Mathematics, numbers.
I see.
Look to the hills, Ptah, the rock, the foundation. Yeah. The crystal.
Wow.
Bev, you got some,
all
you
right.
guys going to drop some vinyl on us, Bev? Going to drop some more of that beautiful vinyl?
Yes, I will.
I like,
I'm going to drop
I like
some vinyl.
That, I like that Stardust where at the end she say, Shungite protect I. Yeah, she say, Shungite protect I and minerals deep in the ground make my vibe high. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's that's bump that one, Bev, that copper colloidals. You know, body dripping with minerals. Got my quartz on my heart. Stardust. Big up
Stardust?
To all the Stardust.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Drop some Stardust to take us out, Bev. And, man, thank the family once again, y'all. Thank us, as Brother Kwame say all the time. And, y'all, when I come on the airway, sometimes I'm operating out of the operation of what's naturally being done out here in the cosmos, you know. Usually I'm calm, I'm cool, I'm collective, but man, sometimes, man, I'll bring that fire, man. That's my natural, you know what I'm saying? I'm that firebender, man. I bring that fire because I'm mainly burning up my own self, you know what I'm saying? Burning off the shit that's on me that need to come off. But sometimes
right.
I can share that with you know what I'm saying? I can share that with like minds. They will get it and not be offended. So man, big up, Bev. We'll see. We're waiting for Rob to come back on. Ain't no telling me he's going to go oops inside the head. Hey, Bev, that oops inside your head, that was fire. Y'all, oops is 11.
Yes, that was.
Up is 1. Side is 1. Your is 7. And head is 9. So you got the 4 ones, which is the foundation, the square. And even if you write down the word 4, F-O-U-R, 6, the F is 6. And O-U-R is 1-8. So gold is in 4 also. So, yeah, oops inside your head is the 4, the foundation, and then gold. So, man, I love it, man. And that was the long version of oops inside your head. I was jammed. I was over here getting it in. I was getting it in. I was fired. And they were talking about that dance. Just because you believe I don't want to dance, don't mean that I don't want to, sucker.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Pay attention so you won't make the same mistake. Yeah. Big up, fam.
Yes.
Much love. Much love and respect.
Yes. And before we go, I want Baba to tell how people can contact him in his school, and I want Eddie to let the people know what day he comes on. So go ahead, Baba.
Yes.
Oh, okay, excellent. Thank you. Yes, reach out to us at the Jed Institute of Learning. We are an educational service provider providing tutoring, providing educational materials, and providing a full-time school for K-12 students at djedilearing.com. If you're looking to get African-centered education focused on the 7 liberal arts, that is the place to come. We always give a big shout out to Sister Bev because she has let us come on and, you know, advertise and give people the information. And a lot of people have reached out to us, and we've been able to help a lot of the family and village out there as a result.
Yeah.
Always like to give a big shout out to Brother Eric L. for sending us those stones and crystals. We gave them to our students who were absolutely delighted. So once again, thank you for that. And you can also reach us on phone at 909-576-0170. Like I said, we just updated the website. Everything is brand spanking new up there. So go ahead and check it out and give us your feedback. And once again, I am Baba Kintu, the clinical director. So reach out to me, and we'd love to work with the village in the very near future.
And what's the ages? What is the ages that you are accepting?
For the full-time school, the ages are K-2. So anybody who would be considered K-2 is about 4 or 5 to 7 or 8.
but then everybody else, literally everybody else. We have a track for parents and village members. So if you are just interested in any of the information, you can come as well. So there's no age limit for the tutor. There's no age limit for the educational materials. The only age limit is for the full-time school, which is the K through two, about 4 to 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Well, thank you, Baba. We appreciate Baba. We appreciate you with
thank
the work
you.
That
thank
you're
you.
Doing. Yes, with the community. Ashe. And Eddie, what day are you on? And time?
I'll be on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, on the Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday's night, and this will be part three of Let It Be, because again, as we're all bringing to the table, speaking the words of wisdom, and just let it be.
All right.
Once we give it, let
okay.
it be.
All right, Ashe,
thank you.
Thank you for your work that you do. Go ahead, Eric. How they can contact Eric, for the crystals.
Oh, Jawworks Radio or 44 Parallel Superfoods at gmail.com or jawworksradio.com.
Okay.
And, Bev, before we go out, Bev, can you please explain the feeling that you got when I sent you the geometry of Detroit?
Oh, my God. That is awesome. I mean, it's just unbelievable how everything lines up. You got to see it to believe it. I mean, it was just mind-blowing. it was triangles inside of triangles inside of triangles. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
And they were showing
all this water. Mm-hmm.
And they were showing you the five ratio. They were showing you the five ratio, the number five.
Yes.
I was just locked on top of each other right from Detroit going out all the way out into Canada.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Thank you
for
that, Eric. That was mind-blowing.
Oh, Bev, that's what we're here for, Bev. If we can, Bev, you know what they call that, Reiki? We can touch each other from a distance.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? We can touch each other from a distance. That's what it's all about, babe. I sent you that.
Yes.
I sent you that view top. You know what I'm saying? You're looking from the top of the mound. Y'all remember the treetop. Y'all can still able to climb a tree. Bring out that youth. Remember, Malcolm X have a name. It means the child come home. Bring the child back home and climb up in the top of a tree. Go ahead, do it. Climb that tree. Go ahead, y'all. All right, Bev, take us all out of here. I love it.
Okay. Better love, everyone. Talk to you Monday.
Melanin supercharged, copping colloidals, monoatomic gold, dripping in minerals, all this stardust got me on glow. Melanin supercharged, copping colloidals, monoatomic gold, dripping in minerals, all this stardust got me on glow.
Oxygen filled my mind, carbon bombs unlock levels in my spine, nasty rise like antenna for a crown, reach for the clouds, light beaming down, crystalline queen on the scene with my copper and my jewels, gold water for the fuel, loving every molecule, aquamarine shining, the ocean in me thriving, take a sip, take a dip, 92 minerals, I got all of them. Hope you don't get blinded by the light in my skin. Glowing from deposits of this bright melanin. Oh, Got chords where my heart is. Clear love, yeah. I got chords where my heart is. Clear love, yeah.
Melanin supercharged. Yeah. Copping colloidals. Monoatomic. Dripping in minerals. Yeah. All this stardust got me on glow. Melanin supercharged. Yeah. Copping colloidals. Monoatomic. Dripping in minerals. Yeah. All this stardust got me on glow. Indigo hues. 7-point crown. Am I amethyst now? Yeah. If you listen close, you can hear the sound of the gemstone wild, yeah. Spirals all around, yeah. Electric dreams underground, mining for the gold, yeah. So tap into your soul, yeah. Sitting in a quiet room, but your thoughts so loud, yeah. So many cycles completed, energy depleted, enemies defeated. That ultralight still beaming. Roses rising out of the semen, yeah, yeah. So many cycles completed, energy depleted, enemies defeated. That ultralight still beaming. Roses rising out of the semen, yeah.
As we interface with the elements, we can elevate in this resonance. We rise with grace and elegance. Our magic is evident, yeah, yeah. Shun guide, protect us. Love from the most high. Gems deep in the ground. Elevate my vibe now. Shun guide, protect us. Love from the most high. Gems deep in the ground. Elevate my vibe now.
Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals. Monoatomic. Dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust got me on glow. Melanin supercharged, yeah. Copping colloidals, monoatomic. Dripping in minerals, yeah. All this stardust